in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under partly cloudy conditions, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting some clouds and 39. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's a degree above freezing at 33. Stay tuned. Now it's time for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Right now the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Right now, the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
Since 1977, Home Services, Inc. has helped St. Louis's disabled and elderly residents stay in their own homes longer. From repairing and modifying homes in the area to keeping neighborhoods safe, Home Services, Inc. has been there for thousands. If you or someone you know needs accessibility, safety, or weatherization improvements to their home, call 314-531-9779. If you would like to make a financial contribution to this nonprofit organization, send it to Home Services, Inc., 3755 Forest Park Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri 63108.
And now, the Lincoln Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers and fathers, and mothers and fathers.
Mothers, daddios. We are your children, the apples of your eye, the acorns next to the tree. You've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a phone call to our teacher.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Or volunteering in our classroom. Any involvement in our school is cooler than cool.
Ice cold.
Because studies show a little participation in our place of education increases our chances for graduation.
And we like shiny caps and gowns.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ed Council and National PTA.
For one weekend only, Saturday, December 10th and Sunday, December 11th, 10 historic Portland Place mansions will be displayed for the holidays during the first Central West End Parlor Tour. The event is from 1 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. both days. Buy tickets online at www.centralwestend.org.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, brothers. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, brothers. Our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Mr. King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that Bob Lippert is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. Be careful, brother. Stop
listening. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome. Good morning, and welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African, and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Howard, you need to get Joe. The top of the business article, business section says Walmart's checkout errors top standards. Walmart charges the wrong price 8.3% of the time. Walmart charges the wrong price 8.3% of the time. You know, we need a new definition of greed. We need a new definition of greed. It's like, okay, we're stealing from your grandmama. We're stealing from your granddaddy. We've got your cousin that has Alzheimer's. We got his money. You know, we've got your nephew that's a special needs baby. We got his money. We got to find, you know, now we got to find one more person that we can take advantage of. They don't pay their workers. They don't give their workers health insurance. They steal from the state because they pay their workers so low that their workers have to get government health insurance. They mistreat women. They mistreat African people. And they make 90% of their stuff in China. So the jobs aren't here for the manufacturing. They're killing all these businesses here. And then they overcharge you. I guess, you know, technically you can say it's only going to... No. What they can say is our signs say it's only 99 cents. But when you get up to the register, we charge you $2. So we have the lowest prices in town on signs. Not when you get up to the cash register. Lord, you know what that is? That is exploiting the trust that a lot of people have in that business. They trust that they have the lowest prices in town, and that's so they don't even check their receipts. No, it's not even bait and switch, because they're telling you how much it's going to cost, and then when you get up there, they're charging you something else. That's dead-up gangstering, okay? That's dead-up. They stealing from your face. They stealing from your face. Whoo, whoo, whoo. The largest retailer in the world has the largest lawsuits in the world, has the largest problems in the world, and charges you more when you get up to the cash. You know, ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? They have the little checkers checking your receipts on the way out. Hell, you should be checking your receipt on the way out. You should be checking your receipt on the way out. Ooh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Well, a sea change. Got to go a little local this morning. Yep. Got to go a little local next month. And before I do that, next... We can talk about this Walmart issue on Mondays, our next Mondays at 9, because we will be joined by the director of Walmart, the Walmart movie that Walmart is so upset about, the high cost of low prices. Robert Greenwald is going to be on the show on Monday the 28th. You don't want to miss that. No, you don't. Oh, my goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. Oh, my goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Now, let me get to a local issue here that has that's important. Vince Shamo quit the board, the St. Louis Public School Board. But here's the thing. Vince Shamo quit the board, but I don't want anybody to do any happy dances right now. I don't want anybody to get all excited about any kind of win for the city of St. Louis, because the fact of the matter is that Francis Slay appointed a replacement for Vince Shamo. And here is the strategy behind that. The strategy is that Vince Shamo would have been a lightning rod for all that is wrong with the St. Louis Public Schools. And Francis Slay knew that he would lose. They've already done polling. They've done polling on people. They know that Vince Shamo would not get reelected to squat. So Francis Slay appoints Jim Buford. And Jim Buford and Darnetta Klingstell will be running hand in hand, arm in arm, in the next school board election. Here's the thing. What we have in the next school board election, the people that are running in the next school board election, let us not be deceived. Let us not be distracted. Let us not be unclear. In the next school board election in the city of St. Louis, the two people that are running at the top of the ticket, Darnetta Shamel and Jim Slay. Let us be very clear. Darnetta Shamel and Jim Slay. You feel me? Darnetta Shamel has done everything that she has been told to do by Vince. Darnetta Shamel has moved this board, this school district, into unaccreditation. Darnetta Shamel has headed the school board and taken it from one point away from full accreditation, deep into the bowels
of unaccredited status. They have lied about, Darnetta Shamel has lied about the high school dropout numbers. Darnetta Shamel has closed schools without discussing anything with parents in black neighborhoods. Darnetta Shamel has been over poison food being given to our children. Darnetta Shamel has been over lead poisoning for our babies in our school. Darnetta Shamel has been at the head of the loss of thousands of jobs of people of African descent in the city of St. Louis. Darnetta Shamel, let us be very clear that Darnetta Shamel is responsible for everything that is wrong in the city of St. Louis public schools. Now, Jim Slay, the person that Francis Slay just appointed, runs the Urban League. Let me just be very clear. In order to run the Urban League in the city of St. Louis, you have to kiss a lot of white rump. That's a technical legal term. Kissing a lot of white rump. The people behind the destruction of the St. Louis public schools are, and also Jim Slay is also a Republican. So we have a black Republican being appointed by a white fake Democrat. I don't know how you can even say that Francis Slay is a Democrat. He's anti-choice, he's pro-vouchers, school vouchers, and he's pro-privatization. So we have a white, what's the name of the Democrat that spoke at the Republican convention? I can't think of his name, but that is what Francis Slay is. So he appoints a black Republican to run the public schools, run the school, the school board, to be on the school board. Jim Slay, understand this. Jim Slay is, and if you want to, what does God tell you? What does God tell you? Evaluate people not when times are good. It's easy to see, to evaluate children's behavior Christmas morning, you know, or the day before Santa Claus comes. It's easy to evaluate everybody's, you know, on their best behavior. When you evaluate somebody is when times are hard, when that child has said no because you did this, this, and this, you're not going to be able to go to Toys R Us. Consequences to your actions. There have to be consequences to your actions. So, you know, That's when you evaluate folks, when times are tough. When the St. Louis schools were shut down, all in North St. Louis, without any public discussion, where was Jim Slay? When our babies were falling falling in schools and nearly dying, where was Jim Slay? Where was Jim Slay when thousands of jobs were lost in the city of St. Louis? Where was Jim Slay when our schools have plummeted to the bowels of unaccreditedness? You want to know where Jim Slay is? Let me read you the quote from the head of the Urban League, the black Republican, his comment. It took a long time for the structure to deteriorate. It's going to take a long time to be rebuilt. You know what you need? It took 3 years for buildings to crumble, for feces to be dried on the floor of our public schools and nobody there to clean it. It took 3 years to plummet nearly 20 points away from full accreditation. A long time. No, that where the double toothpicks have you been? Where have you been? Oh. A lot of white rumps out there need to be kissed to get that money for the urban league. Guess you've been busy. Oh, yeah, the battle this time in the abortive election is for the re-election of Darnetta Shamo and the election of Jim Slay. How you gonna vote? How you gonna vote? My name is Liz Brown. Yeah, I said it. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get to me. I'll be back, huh? You right. Mercy, mercy. Pray for the babies.
All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds. Northbound 55 at Poplar Street Bridge. Look for an on-ramp reopen after an earlier stall has been cleared. Eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor. There's an accident reported. Westbound 70 between Earth City Expressway and 94. Paving operations have two right lanes closed. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. It is closed, that ramp, for maintenance operations. You can use 11th Street to get around that construction area. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Holly Hills. No problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 is on the move. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 from 270 all the way into Hanley. Look for no problems to report there. Northbound 270 at 44 in Marshall. It is starting to slow down there. Westbound 270 between Lilac and New Florissant. No problems at this hour. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, you've got slow traffic out in St. Charles County. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street onto the PSB. It is slow. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from Laclede's Landing, nothing to report there. Northbound Route 3 from the onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect no problems in this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds. Stop by Helzberg Diamonds this holiday weekend. 3 days of low introductory pricing. Quarter carat total weight. Right hand rings just $99.99. Visit Helzberg.com for a location nearest you. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thanksgiving Day. Partly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s this evening. Partly cloudy until early morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Moving on to Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-50s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. And then on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, colder, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 39 with a wind chill of 33. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Cut your gas costs in half. Team up to share the ride to work in a carpool or vanpool. Thousands of St. Louis area commuters have discovered how ride-sharing with RideFinders can combat the sting of rising gas prices, and you can too. RideFinders offers an exclusive computerized ride-matching service free of charge, so sign up today and begin easing the strain that record gas prices are putting on your wallet. For a list of potential carpool or vanpool partners from RideFinders' free ride-matching service, log on to www.ridefinders.org or call toll-free 800-VIP-RIDE.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
Real life. On the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I think you mean the person that the mayor has called to the school board. Isn't that Jim Buford you're talking about, head of the Urban League?
I said Jim Slay, and I mean Jim Slay.
Oh, okay. All right, then, that's all I know.
Okay, no, it's Jim. He is Jim Slay. She is Darnetta Shamel. Okay, are you clear?
I understand okay. Where you're going with this.
Okay, are you clear? All right, now.
Thank you.
All right, don't be correctifying me anymore.
All right.
Take care of yourself. Happy holidays. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
The truth will set you free. Thank you for going local, Miss Brown. You stole my thunder. We must say no to Jim Slay and Darnetta Clinsdale.
No, Darnetta Shamel.
Excuse me, Darnetta Shamel, Miss Brown. Thank you for your correction.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I want her next. I said I won't be happy until she's gone, and then we get Ron Jackson and Bob Archibald. They're coming up, too. But like I said, Miss Brown, thank you for going local, Miss Brown. Everything you said was true, Miss Brown. And Miss Brown, keep your eye on your mailbox with flooded advertisement for Darnetta Shamel and Jim Slay, Miss Brown. Keep your eye on that because they're gonna flood your mailbox with them too. They got that.
Wait a minute. Let me just underscore.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Slay is also a black Republican. What do you think our children have coming for them?
Mm.
What do you think our children? I mean,
not a thing. Was he was missing in action? Was he, Miss Brown?
And remember, also both Darnetta Shamel and Jim Slay
also are members of the LAC Leadership Roundtable. They have had every opportunity to step out on front. And here is the mantra. This is I can't cuss the way that I want to cuss.
Okay,
but I want you to feel what he's saying, because he's saying the same thing that the $300,000 a year incompetent Craig Williams is also saying. Craig Williams looked into the faces of the parents at Vashon when somebody said, well, what about the fall in the accreditation, and what about the schools crumbling, the Channel 5 piece, what about that? He looked in the faces and said, look, your schools ain't never been crap. You ain't crap. Your schools have always been like this. So he looked into the faces of our parents and our teachers and all of the alumni of the school, all of the successful alumni of the public school system in the city of St. Louis. He looked at them and said, you ain't crap. You ain't never been crap. This is exactly the same mantra that Jim Slay, Black Republican, is saying. It took a long time for the structure to deteriorate. No, it didn't. It took three years. It took 3 years to plummet after the and remember, the man that is appointing the head of the Urban League, we're talking about the man who appointed him, is the man that created the crisis in the St. Louis public schools, and that is Francis Slay. So your boy is Francis Slay. What we got coming? Your boy, if Jim Slay wants to demonstrate that he ain't like them, he needs to denounce what Francis Slay has done. He needs to denounce what Vince Shamel has done. He needs to denounce what Darnetta Shamel has done. He needs to denounce what Dron Jackson has done. He needs to denounce the entire board. Instead, he's saying, gee, your schools ain't never been crap.
You are telling us, Miss Brown, I love you to death when you tell the truth like that, Miss Brown. And Miss Brown, you talking about that clown that spoke at the Republican Convention, Zell Miller.
And
you talking about that clown,
Zell Miller.
Miss Brown, your girl, from New York, she asked her dad to say we shouldn't pull out Hillary Clinton. Who's asked her anything? She with her style of mouth. We don't even want her as the president, Ms. Brown. She talking about we shouldn't pull out.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep your eye on her too, Ms. Brown. But Ms. Brown, thank you for going local and watch your mailbox on Darnetta, Shamel, and Jim Slay. Thank you, Ms. Brown.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How you doing this morning? What I wanted to say was simply this, that when the people go to Walmart, they got these little pocket calculators. Calculate what your bill should be before you get to the cash register, and then you'll know that they're cheating you. Because, you know, like we pick up all these other little toys, that's the one we need to really use. When you go to the grocery stores, too, you need to calculate what the total is before you get to the cash register. Then you can ask questions. Well, how did this change? And if you got time, take a pencil and pad. When you pick up an item, see what it says when you pick it up. $3 for $1, or it costs $9, and then when you get there, it's $13.95. You need to say item search and search and aisle search and search. Well, so and so. Now, how did the price change? I want to see a manager.
All right.
Now, that's what we need to do. We need to be proactive.
All right.
And you have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And don't forget, the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up and get to me. Dolores, good morning.
It's top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the day to you, Dee.
Thank you so much. Yes, we do. We need to really watch our prices when we get to that, on before we go to the cash register, because you're cheated most of the time. It's like just handing them your pocketbook and let them get out of it what they will. You know,
mm-hmm.
We really need to check that, because we're cheated quite a lot doing that. Mm-hmm. And then another thing, tell them don't scan it so fast that you can't keep up with your money.
Mm-hmm.
They do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much, Doctor.
All right, we're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
All we need, so hard to find. Some peace, peace,
This is AM 920, WGNU, Radio Free St. Louis. Remember to listen to us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Dateline Detroit. General Motors yesterday announced plans to slash one-fifth of its North American workforce over the next 3 years. Some 30,000 hourly workers will be left without jobs. Right now, General Motors' stock value is at the lowest point ever in the last 20 years, and the GM credit rating stands at junk status. The company has lost $5 billion this year already, and this move is part of a strategy to head off bankruptcy. Here's a quick rundown of the facilities to be closed. Oklahoma City Assembly Plant, early 2006. Lansing, Michigan Craft and Metal Stamping Plant, mid-2006. Spring Hill, Tennessee Plant, Line 1, late 2006. Doraville, Georgia Assembly Plant, 2008. Oshawa, Ontario Plant, 2008. St. Catharines, Ontario Powertrain Facility, 2008. Flint, Michigan Engine Plant, 2008. Moraine, Ohio Third Shift, 2006. Pittsburgh Metal Center, 2007. And parts distribution centers in Portland, Oregon, Ypsilanti, Michigan, and right here in St. Louis are also going to be shut down over the next 3 years. To give you a better perspective of how bad things are at GM, years ago, one out of every two vehicles sold in America was a GM product. Now, GM has less than a 25% piece of the pie. The GM market capital value is $12 billion. Small potatoes next to Walmart at over $200 billion and Google at over $100 billion. Speculation is also running rampant that Maverick investor Kirk Kerkorian, who already has a 10% stake in the corporation, is going to take over General Motors next year and then sell off the money-making parts of GM, such as GMAC, and shove the rest of the losing entities into bankruptcy so he can walk away with billions in his pocket. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to go for the best? You know this is the best sales time, the best shopping time of the year. Here's what you need to do. Right after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, 6 a.m., the Sears opens up. The first 25 customers get $10 off gift cards. $10 off gift cards. Plus, check out these sales. 20 in Sylvania flat screens, $89.99. And if you get one of those gift cards, think $79. We're talking about portable DVD players. $89.99. Sylvania DVD VCR combo, $60. 32-inch Toshiba, $279. A 51-inch Toshiba high definition, $899. Sears, it's the best sale of the year. The day after Thanksgiving, 6 a.m., first 25 customers get a $10 off gift card. Sears, you need to get there. Tell them I told you to.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Take a Missouri Boater Education course at the August A. Bush Conservation Area, 2360 Highway D in St. Charles, on Tuesday and Wednesday, November 29th and 30th, from 6 to 9 each night. Boat operators must be at least 14 years of age unless accompanied by an adult. Registrants should be old enough to follow and understand the material. The $15 fee covers the cost of the certification card. To register or for more info, call 573-751-2333 or contact the Missouri Water Patrol online at mswp.dps.mo.gov. Something for boaters from WGNU.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I won't be here tomorrow. I won't be here tomorrow. I won't be back until Monday. Won't be back until Monday. So you all have a great holiday. And again, I want to give a shout out of thanks and appreciation to all of you that gave for the second annual blanket drive. It will be bigger. It will be better. It will be additional more stuff next year. Thank you all, though. You made it such a wonderful, wonderful, empowering experience for me. It was just beautiful to see all of you there working so hard for the blanket drive. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to making this even bigger and better next year. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. And I just want to say this on my way out here. Make no mistake about it, and I gotta stay local for this. Just make no mistake about it. This is a cynical move and a calculated move by Francis Slay to change up for Vince Schemel to step down. It's a cynical, calculated move. And they're trying to play you for fools. They're trying to say that black folks will just vote for any black face, even a black Republican. And even a woman that has done everything in her power. She's broken rules, not followed laws, and destroyed our school system, and continues to destroy our school system. And here's the cynical part of it. They've trashed our system so much. And they are using their trashing as the reason why they need to stay. The school system's so bad, we need to fix it. That's cynical. You trashed it. You trashed our system. And understand that the trashing that is going on, the trashing that is going on is not simply the trashing that most people, not most people, but far too many people already view our schools. You ain't crap. You ain't never been crap. Ain't none good ever come out of no public schools in the city. There are already people that view our system like that. And these cynical, wicked, self-loathing people are reaching into that hatred, that built-in, that hundreds of years old hatred of us, and saying, vote for me. When you're contributing to that hatred of our community. Jim Slay, the Francis Slay appointee, the guy that the black Republican that is the head of the Urban League, has said, schools have been deteriorating for years. No, for a long time, he said. No, actually, they've taken the fastest drop in the history of the St. Louis public schools in the last 3 years under your friend's guidance. Darnetta Klingstell, from henceforth, so that there is no confusion, will be understood, will be known as Darnetta Schemel. Because there wasn't anything that Vinnie didn't ask for, that she didn't say, yes, boss, to. And Jim Buford, from henceforward, will be known as Jim Slay. Because he stood silent, 61 years old,
You old enough to know better, and you old enough to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. And you haven't, and you didn't. And there's a reason for that, because you're down with it. Republicans' understanding of public schools is to destroy the public school system, to take the money and get it to private schools and vouchers. That's the Republican ideology. Jim Buford is a Republican. Jim Slay is a Republican. Darnetta Shamel carries the water for Vince Shamel. You don't have anything coming. You don't have anything coming. Ask yourself this question. Where was he? It's 61 years old. I'm not talking about a 21-year-old. I'm not talking about a 30-something-year-old. I'm not talking about a 40-something-year-old. I'm not even talking about a 50-something-year-old. We're talking about somebody where most of their life is behind them. Most of their life. I doubt that he lives another 60 years. I feel comfortable in saying that the average 60-year-old in America is not going to live an additional 60 years. Most of your life is behind you. So we pretty much have a record to look at to see where you stand and to be able to predict with comfort and accuracy of what you're going to do now. Of what you're going to do now. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. You need to understand where our school systems are, where they're trying to take our school system, and who they're using to take it from, folks. They think you're fools. They think you're fools. And they think that you'll take anything that they put in your face. They think you're a fool. They think you a fool. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We're going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me brother, talk to me sister.
It is time for us to use our power. We do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me brother, stop
listening. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Certain members of Congress aren't the only ones calling for a U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. Iraqi leaders at the conciliation conference in Egypt are the latest to call for an exit strategy. ABC's Linda Albin has the latest from the foreign desk in London.
The significance is that this is a collective call for a timetable for a pullout of foreign troops from Iraq. All factions, Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis, have put pen to paper and actually agreed on something. However, the devil is in the detail, or lack of. The document doesn't lay down a specific time, making the pullout dependent on the capability of rebuilding Iraq's security forces. Another point, all parties recognized resistance as a legitimate right, but added terrorism doesn't represent resistance.
In Iraq, a group of Iraqi officials touring their country to talk up the upcoming elections were not hurt when their convoy was attacked near Baqaba. Some big names were on hand for the debut of the Xbox 360 video game system.
Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. So the most you already own it?
That's Microsoft founder Bill Gates shaking hands with customers in line at a Seattle store for the midnight launch of the new system. Among its fast fans is rapper Snoop Dogg.
I love Xbox. When it came out, I stopped playing everything else.
Stores nationwide staged midnight sales to unveil the new Xbox. It's the end of an era here at ABC News.
This is ABC News Nightline.
Tonight is Ted Koppel's final Nightline broadcast. However, he says he doesn't plan to stop working.
I'm not retiring. I'm simply moving on to a new stage.
And he won't say exactly where, but...
You'll see me. I hope you'll hear me. I hope you'll read me. I'll be around.
Nightline will continue with a multi-anchor format. It may have been a holiday hero in Maywood, Illinois, where an elderly couple was rescued from their burning car by a man who says he used his Thanksgiving turkey to break the windows. He says he couldn't open the door or break the windows with his hands or feet, so the frozen turkey had to do. Police believe he might have used a fire extinguisher. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
They are fit, over 55, and fabulous. And they are teaming up with celebrity photographer Joyce Tennyson to pose in a calendar to inspire women to treat osteoporosis, a disease that puts them and more than 44 million Americans at increased risk for broken bones. The calendar debuts on iVillage with support and assistance from Roche and GlaxoSmithKline. For your free calendar or for more information, go to iVillage.com/bonedivas or call 1-800-426-6482.
Détente has been declared between a daytime diva and a late-night star.
I'll tell you, a Thursday, December 1st, Oprah will be on our program.
I am.
That's crazy?
No.
Oprah will be on the show.
What a wonderful gesture of hands across the ocean.
That sound courtesy of Worldwide Pants. Oprah has agreed to appear on The Letterman Show after years of refusing. She told Time magazine several years ago that two times she was his guest back in the 80s, she felt so completely uncomfortable sitting in the chair she would never put herself in that position again. Letterman says they've put bygones behind them, the water under the bridge, over the dam, wherever water goes, adding, standing in your basement. She's going to be here on this show, he said, and it's going to be fantastic. The big day is December 1st. The return of the puppy shirt has arrived. The famous puppy shirt episode of Seinfeld is among the episodes now coming out on DVD. The complete collections of season 5 and 6 are out today. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a man is hospitalized after his wheelchair was struck by a car in North County last night. Police say the man was wearing dark clothing, and the driver who struck his motorized wheelchair on Newhall's Ferry apparently could not see him. The unidentified man was taken to an area hospital with serious injuries. There are no details available on his condition or on whether any charges are planned against the driver. All is calm in St. Charles County this morning following a hazardous materials scare. Some residents and businesses in St. Peter's had to be evacuated when a large plume of smoke was released into the atmosphere after a fire broke out early yesterday morning at MEMC Electronics in O'Fallon. Scott Avery, the incident information officer for the St. Charles County response team, says there was concern that the smoke contained dangerous acids.
Units responded to the scene, and they had heavy smoke and fire showing upon their arrival. They made an interior attack into the building the fire was in, and the building, the fire was contained to that building. It did take several hours to contain the fire.
Avery says it was later learned that those chemicals weren't released. There are no injuries reported. The cause is still under investigation. Missouri Attorney General Jay Nixon is taking more than a dozen companies to court over so-called junk faxes. Two of the 13 companies are from the St. Louis area, Citywide Roofing and Paving of St. Peter's and Southern Roofing of St. Louis. In the lawsuits, Nixon alleges that the companies violated both state and federal law by sending unsolicited fax advertisements. Nixon is seeking penalties of up to $1,000 for each fax sent. Finally this hour, the Rams' official website reports quarterback Mark Bolger will probably miss at least 3 weeks and possibly the rest of the season with a right shoulder injury. He suffered the injury when he was sacked in the third quarter of Sunday's loss to Arizona. Bolger's MRI results came back negative yesterday, but significant swelling will force him to miss time. Bolger has already missed two games this season with a right shoulder separation and also had injury problems with the shoulder last year. The Rams are 4-6 and will travel to face the Texans on Sunday. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the City of Belleville, Illinois. Don't miss the largest holiday parade in Southern Illinois. Santa Claus comes to town in Belleville this Friday at 10 a.m. Floats, marching bands, dance groups, and candy for the kids. Belleville, holidays you'll remember. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Walmart. Eastbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway. Look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. Another accident there just before Timberlake Manor has the two left lanes blocked and traffic is jammed approaching Boone's Crossing. Eastbound 70 between Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station. There's an accident there. The shoulder is blocked. Southbound 270 at Page and Olive. Look for that to be cleared onto the shoulder. Traffic jams approaching Page. Westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway and 94. Look for paving operations having two right lanes closed. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. That ramp is closed. That's the Broadway exit. You can use 11th Street to get around that area. Northbound 55 between 270 and Virginia. No problems. Report eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass all the way on to the Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to Earth City Expressway is on the move. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Lindbergh. Look for a very heavy volume this hour. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44. It is stop and go. Eastbound 70 between K and 79. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 55-70 split from 64 onto the PSB. Look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 64 from the Bow Avenue onto the 55-70 split. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing. Everything's on the move. Northbound Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well this hour. Goodfellow at Terry, there's a report of an injury accident. And southbound 67 at Litzinger, there's that water main is still broken and right lane is still closed. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Walmart. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from all of the folks at Walmart. Your Walmart supercenters are proud to be open to serve you on Thanksgiving Day. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thanksgiving Day. Partly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s. This evening, partly cloudy early, and then early morning becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-30s. Moving on to Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. And on Thanksgiving Day, colder, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Fields reporting 39 in clear skies as well. Wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 33 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. She's up next as she speaks with Steve Malloy, the portfolio manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We broadcast live, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net from Xenia to Zimbabwe. Yes, we do. Live. And if you happen to, I don't know how this could happen, I've been told that it can. On occasion, if you missed my show, all right, go to whiterosesociety.org and get your hour. You can also iPod this show as well at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. You think that a guy you think that if you plan your travel and you get all the way to Outer Mongolia, that you could escape your troubles for a minute? I mean, isn't that like the ends of the earth? Outer Mongolia? Boy George couldn't even escape his problems, his challenges, his issues, the indictments, the pre-indictments, the gonna be indictments. Cindy Sheehan is planning Thanksgiving dinner in front of his house again.
She's written a book. This boy can't escape his problems. He goes to Outer Mongolia and he still can't get away from it. And it's not just a partisan liberal or a liberal light progressive or a testing the water, sticking their political democratic toe in the water Democrats that are going after Boy George and his agenda. But looky.
What?
Republicans aren't giving him his stuff either. I guess I understand why baby had to go to Mongolia. It's a lot better than being at home. One of the issues that has defined this party has defined itself with this concept. Tax cuts. That's right, tax cuts. I think we need to find out how they're going. Because if things are going with tax cuts like they've been going with everything else, I think maybe Mars, maybe $20 billion, $15 billion that they put into the Mars moon mission, that may be the next place that George goes to try to find some solace, some distance from he and his challenges. We need to talk about how the tax cuts are going. We need to talk about that. To facilitate that conversation, joining us from Washington, D.C., I have Steve Malloy, portfolio manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Liz. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Should George W. Bush take comfort in the continual embracing of his tax cut policy?
Well, I don't know that that's happened. I mean, I think tax cuts are a great idea, but he's exerting so little leadership, and the congressional Republicans are exerting so little leadership that they're in danger of his dividend tax cut of not being extended.
What are the Republicans saying about why they're not embracing this?
Well, it's got something to do with all that budget, mm-hmm. that budget thing. They claim we need the money,
mm-hmm.
and instead of curtailing spending on wasteful pork barrel projects, they'd rather hold up tax cuts for everybody.
Uh huh. And in terms of, because sometimes I think that there's a lot of talk on television shows, a lot of talk in print, a lot of talk on radio, that sometimes gives the impression that these decisions are all about what the elected officials feel and want, and there's not enough conversation about the American public that put these elected officials at they just voted themselves a raise, didn't they? They just get a $3,000 raise. What's the American? When we look at the polls and we put our finger on the pulse of what America wants, where does tax cuts rank? I mean, where do tax cuts rank?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't really have much faith in polls. The polls that matter are the ones that happen every 2 years and every 4 years. We call them elections. The rest of the time, I think polls are kind of a silly exercise. I'm not quite sure where. I think most Americans would like to pay fewer taxes. And, if you're going to pay taxes, you'd like to see that money not be wasted.
But here's the thing. Most Americans also want good schools. Most Americans also want good roads. Most Americans want good hospitals. Most Americans want good social services that are the underpinning of a healthy society. They want those things, too. And it's not like an American writes out a check to the highway department. Those things are paid for in a democratic society by taxes. So Americans want those things, too, don't they?
Well, I think they do, but throwing money at problems, I don't think really solves anything. The government's been throwing money at problems for generations, and I'm not quite sure that that always solves the problem.
Well,
got senators in Alaska that they call it the bridge to nowhere. $250 million spent on a bridge that's going to service about 100 people.
That is crazy, but what's even crazier is that that we have a party in office right now that Republicans are supposed to be the fiscally responsible folks.
Don't get me started.
And the Republicans put out this mantra about being the fiscally responsible ones, but yet they're the ones that embraced that bridge to go nowhere.
They're just a bunch of fools right now. They have forgotten their compass. This is what we were talking about earlier, the lack of leadership. George Bush doesn't know, he's lost his compass. Republicans in Congress have lost their compass, and they are just spending fools.
But Steve, do you think that they have actually lost their compass, or they simply got caught, that people can now actually see what they're all about, as opposed to distracting people with 9/11 and terrorists over there and orange alerts and blue and bird flu and anthrax and all that stuff? I mean,
I tell you what, if you leave political class in power long enough, they just become corrupt, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. It's a bipartisan problem.
So it's time to turn the Republicans out, right?
I hate to say, because I hate to see Democrats come in, because I know Democrats are spending fools as well.
But
we got a clean house.
Here's the challenge that I have as a person that just looks at what's going on politically from left to right. The thing that is most difficult for me to take and really kind of makes me ill is the hypocrisy of it, because we spent how many years being hammered in, and I mean we as a nation, of being hammered in the head about the lack of moral compass that the Democrats had by virtue of what Bill Clinton did.
Mm-hmm.
That Bill Clinton cheated on his wife and lied under oath, and therefore we need to turn them out because that indicates how amoral this party is. We bring in this country, somehow these people get into control, and we have seen more fiscally reprehensible things than I dare say that a lot of people have ever seen in their lives. We have seen more fiscally irresponsible things and more fiscally hurting things. I wasn't hurt personally by what Bill Clinton did with Monica Lewinsky, and I don't think that you were either, and I don't think that anybody outside of his family was hurt personally by what Bill did with Hillary and with Monica. We're all being hurt at the gas pumps by what the decisions that are being made right now. We're all being hurt with our pension funds right now. We're all being hurt with the cost of medical care right now. These are the decisions that are actually hurting us. Don't you think it's a little hard to take that the party that is now in control of everything has causing us to hurt like this? And isn't it kind of reprehensible that they said that they were all about morals, but I've been hurt personally by the decisions that they've made.
I mean, I agree with you that it is reprehensible, but we oughtn't get confused that life was all that much better under Bill Clinton. I would say that Bill Clinton had the good fortune of being president for 8 years when virtually nothing went wrong. I mean, Bill Clinton could afford to indulge in Monica Lewinsky, and the country ran itself. The stock market went through the roof.
But shouldn't we measure?
Since George Bush has been president.
But shouldn't we measure whether or not you're a good president or a bad president best based upon what happens to you? I mean, collectively, what happens to us? If things were good under that president, doesn't it naturally follow that things were good? And if things were good under that party, then things were good. And if things were good, then things were good that were handed to George Bush. And shouldn't we evaluate he and his party based upon how they screwed everything up good that was handed to him?
No, I don't think so. Look, during the 90s, Bill Clinton benefited from the boom in the internet and telecommunications.
But he could have screwed it up too.
It was all ending towards the end of his administration, and then Bush inherited a bear market, and then 9/11, and then Katrina, and the war in Iraq. I mean, the circumstances. I agree with you that the conduct of Republicans since they've been in office over the last few years has been reprehensible. But I can't hold Bill Clinton up as an example of what should be going on.
No, here's the thing. I am not a fan of Bill Clinton. I am absolutely, there are a number of things that he did with social policies and everything that I think are absolutely reprehensible. But if we are talking about, we only have two political parties. We have the Democrats and we have the Republicans. And the fact of the matter is that both parties have defined themselves in a certain type of way. And the Republicans attacked a party based upon this whole moral compass thing and all of that. And yet and still, when the Republicans got incomplete, and mind you, Bill Clinton wasn't in complete charge the entire time that he was in office. There were Republican, we had a Republican House, and we had a Republican, I think we had a Republican Senate for a minute there. So the fact of the matter is that what the nation sees now and what the nation is experiencing now is absolute, complete control by the Republican Party at the top, at the House, and at the Senate. And all of our lives, everything hurts. Everything hurts. So what isn't the most honorable thing for this party that it says that it stands for more for morality to do is to, you know what? Step down. You know, we screwed it up. We didn't keep our word. Everybody's hurting. Let's try something else.
Of course, you know, I agree with you that the Republicans have definitely earned the right to be turned out of office. However, you know, when we get to 2006 and 2008, I'm going to have to see who's running against who because, you know, could be that better the devil you know.
But see, it's still the devil. I mean, so, like people always say that, you know, the lesser of two evils is still, you're still making me choose evil.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
But the fact, I agree with you.
But that's what politics and politicians are all about, whether they're from the left or from the right.
Well, I think that there are some very good individuals out here. We have, even within the Republican Party right now, we have Olympia Snowe who is saying, look, we cannot afford to, we have some real financial issues here. We have some people that are hurting with, that need food stamps. We have, after we've told people, we've told women, you gotta get a job, welfare to work, but if you have kids, you can't get a job unless you have a safe place to keep your kids. Okay, we're going to subsidize that and you're going to work. Now they want to cut that program, cut money from that program, and then other people who will never have to worry about the daycare, childcare for their children are going to benefit from a huge tax cut. Olympia Snowe is saying, you know what? We have to pay for Katrina. We have to pay for food stamps. We have to pay for these things. We're not going to make these tax cuts permanent. Don't you think that most Americans would say, yeah.
I don't know. You know, maybe Olympia Snowe should have stood up and voted against the, Medicare prescription drug benefit for delay that for a few years. Maybe we could pay for some of these other things.
I think that a lot of them would stand up and say, I wish I hadn't voted for that because that was a lie, too, how much it was going to cost.
I don't see anybody doing that.
It's
kind of hard to take all this seriously when they, you know.
But don't you think that people are allowed to think, okay, I think that this is going to work, and if they make them, and if it doesn't work, don't you think the job of a politician is to stand up and say, thought it was going to work, had the best intelligence, didn't work. Let's scrap that. Let's try something new. Isn't that what we're supposed to do as human beings too? Because none of us can predict the future.
No, sure, but nobody's standing up to repeal that law.
Well, shouldn't Republicans be asking?
I agree, they should.
To repeal that program?
Absolutely, it absolutely is not.
And
Democrats
working.
Should be demanding it as well, but nobody is.
Oh, I mean, I think that they are. I think that Dianne Feinstein has said that the program is. A bunch of Democrats jumped up and said, when the real numbers of the cost of this program came down, they said, what the? This is costing a lot more than what we were told.
I think the Democratic alternative was to spend even more money at the time, so I'm not quite sure how, you know, genuine her, you know, jumping up and down is.
How were they going to spend more money?
I think the program was going to be even more generous than it already is.
Okay, and maybe I'm misunderstanding. Which program is
the Medicare prescription drug benefit.
The new program,
the new
that,
program
the,
right.
that just
the
came in.
The Democratic alternative was even more expensive.
Well, I think it was more expensive, but it would have been less money into the pockets of the companies and more money into the more choices into the pockets of the people that are using the Medicare program than the program that's existing right now.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter to me where the money goes because it's all just a waste. It's not, taxpayers shouldn't be bearing those sorts of burdens.
how are people supposed to pay for their medical care?
Well, you know, if we would reduce taxes, give people more money, and then unfortunately, we live in a society where, you know, Eisenhower, when he left office, he warned us of the military-industrial complex. Now we kind of live in the medical insurance complex, and it's really hard to tell, what benefits people are getting from what medications. I mean, I know we kind of have to rely on doctors, but, you know, it really is this huge industry now that just writes prescriptions, prescribes medical care, and there's really sort of, you know, no check on it and no end in sight. And no doubt that's why, you know, insurance is just going through the roof. It's becoming more and more unaffordable because there's just more and more unnecessary health care or fraud going on.
Well, isn't one of the reasons?
It's a real problem that we need to address, and, you know, throwing money at the problem is not the solution, Liz.
Well, I guess if your house is falling down, someone could say throwing money at the problem is not a solution, and the fact of the matter is it is. If your roof is caving in, you have to pay money to pay for the roof to be replaced. If the basement is flooded, you have to pay money to get the water out and clean the mold off the walls and repair the house. Money, of course, is a solution to a lot of problems. Money's not the solution to happiness, but money certainly is the solution to a 67-year-old senior who has to make a choice between whether or not to eat or whether or not to buy their pills. Money would fix her problems or his problems in a mighty way. The issue here is with regard to the
But the Medicare prescription drug provides drugs for all seniors, not the ones that just can't afford it.
They have a choice to be a senior citizen and be able to get Medicare prescription drug. Well, Steve, the way the program works is that a senior can opt into it if they want to. They do not have to opt into it, and if they don't opt into it, they will have to pay higher costs. The problem with this program is that it puts so much money into the pockets of the pill sellers. The problem is not that we have not entirely that we have so many pills. The problem is the amount of profit that the pill makers are allowed to make on pills that didn't cost that much.
Liz, if people cannot make profits in America, that we are not going to have all the wonderful medicines and products that make our lives and have given us the highest standard of living the world has ever seen.
And that's the argument that I hear frequently. But here's my point. If the medicines cost $15 a pill, and they only cost 7 cents to make, and the people that need the pills cannot buy them because they're not accessible to those people, what kind of democracy, what kind of country, what kind of place are we? If we aren't willing and able as a country to help take care of the richest country in the world, can't reach out and take care of the most needy, you know, then what kind of country are we? And the fact of the matter is that in a democracy doesn't mean that you can gouge people. A democracy in capitalism doesn't mean that you can charge as much money as you want to at the expense of everybody because you don't live here by yourself. That's not what democracy is, and that's not what capitalism is.
But Liz, those pills don't cost 7 cents to make. They cost a lot more than that. There's research, there's development, there's marketing. There's no evidence that drug companies are gouging anybody.
Did you see the show on television yesterday on ABC News where they had the pharmacist that was selling the pills came out and talked about how much the pills cost him?
Yeah.
And he said, you know what, I am not going to charge what they want me, the pill makers want me to charge for these pills because I have enough profit right here. I'm going to charge a whole lot less than what they're telling me to charge because he knows the actual price. That was on the news just last night. Speaking directly contrary to what you're saying, he's saying this is what the pills cost. And this is how much profit they're making by it, and this is wrong. And we don't have to do this because people do need the pills. And we have to take a quick break. I'm talking to Steve Malloy, portfolio manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. We'll be back.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of a hill on that ladder of success.
Good morning, St. Louis. 35 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds. Eastbound 40 between Boone Bridge and Timberlake Manor. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 70, Lucas and Hunt, there's an accident there. Right lane is blocked and it's jammed back to 170. Eastbound 40 between Long Road and Boone's Crossing. There's an accident reported in the right lane. Southbound 270 at Dorset and Page, an accident and traffic jams approaching Dorset this hour. Westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway and 94, look for paving operations. Two right lanes are closed. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler Plant and Missouri River, look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, you've got heavy volume going on. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44, it is stop and go. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs and or at Highway K and 79, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 270 from 367, look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 64 at Pyle Avenue and a 5570 split, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleats Landing, look for everything to be on the move. And northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge approaches, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 at Illinois 203 all the way onto the PSB, it is stop and go this hour. Goodfellow at Terry, there's also a report of an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Helzberg Diamonds. Stop by Helzberg Diamonds this holiday weekend. 3 days of low introductory prices. Quarter carat total weight, 5 diamond anniversary rings, just $99.99. Visit Helzberg.com for locations nearest you. Now taking a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Turkey Day. For today, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. This evening, partly cloudy until early morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. And Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, colder, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 41 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 40 degrees, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
You don't tamper with a classic, but you can refine it. And that's what we've done this year with the 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party. We've trimmed the time to 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th. We've made it an easy drive to Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves, free parking on site and across the street. We've made it cozier with seating limited to a maximum of 500 guests. We've made it family-friendly with buffet-style foods included in the ticket price of $10 per person. We've kept the sweet and sassy dancers and the Jerry Stretz professional dancers and added the DJ playing great music from Complete Music Company, plus fabulous door prizes and a drawing for a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are $5 each. The only thing missing will be you. Don't be left out. Order tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, the newest edition of a St. Louis classic.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Better hold the phone. Better mind your manners. Better change.
son. You got a lot of gold. We want to do things my way.
Always want to do things at home.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking this morning to Steve Malloy, portfolio manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund. He is joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about those tax cuts and the future of them. Steve, where do you see this going? It's my understanding that the tax cuts have been shelved, that some Republicans even tried to just get it extended for this year, but it's my understanding that they're shelved. Where do you see the future of them?
Well, they try to get them extended past 2008. The tax cuts are in until then. Where do I see it going? I don't think Republicans have the political courage to try to push them again until, we'll have to see what happens after 2006. If Republicans get turned out, I think those things are dead. If somehow they survive, who knows?
And insofar as the future for the Republicans in 2006, what do you see? What do you feel? Do you think that? Clips. We have to be looking at where. I understand your position that polls don't look at. It doesn't matter what the polls say, but the reality is that. You can almost stick your finger out the window and feel the discomfort that America is feeling, whether it's directed at the Republicans or the Democrats. They are very unhappy with gas prices. They are very unhappy with the anxiety of the war. Should this land on the Republicans, and do you see it landing on the Republicans?
Well, I mean, it's not looking good right now, that is for sure. But one thing that I do know, the American public is pretty fickle. And there's lots that can happen within the next year to turn things around. It also depends on the timing of things. You know, who's to say, a week before the 2006 elections, they nab Bin Laden or Zarqawi or, something happens. I mean, you just never know. But right now, looking bad for Republicans. If I were them, I'd be sweating bullets.
And in terms of nabbing a Zarqawi or Bin Laden or someone like that, do you think that that's a legitimate reason for the American public to vote a thumbs up for the Republican Party? Do you think that that really means anything about
that? Well, I mean, that's the nature of politics. What means what? Who knows? Politics is not a rational process. Politics is essentially a popularity contest. I mean, it's not how it should be. It's not what founding fathers had in mind, but unfortunately that is the reality of the matter.
Well, if you look at politics like that, if politics just is about a popularity game, then I guess we can say that when the Republicans talk about being anti-choice or that the Republicans talk about being fiscally conservative, they're only saying it because they think that it's going to get them votes.
Well, I know that politicians will say and do whatever they think it takes to get them elected. For the most part, that's true. There's, I don't think that should be unexpected to anyone at all. Everyone should look at politicians crosswise, no matter what they say, what they stand for, because what's most important to most politicians is getting reelected. A lot of the Republicans came in 1994. Talking about term limits, how they were going to self-term limit themselves, and they never did.
So then the American people really shouldn't believe George Bush when he talks about his relationship with God in terms of how God is in his life. Americans shouldn't believe Republicans when they talk about being pro-life. We shouldn't believe them when they say that they're being fiscally conservative, because we shouldn't believe them because they're politicians.
Well, I take whatever any politician says with a grain of salt. Depends on what they do.
Okay.
I mean,
and well, based upon how what's
about being pro-life, the Republicans are so pro-life. Where is the effort to have Roe v. Wade overturned? I mean, there's no aggressive effort. If they're trying to do it by one Supreme Court justice at a time,
not a very aggressive effort. So,
well, if
how pro-life are they? I mean,
I don't think that they are. I think that here's what I think. I think that it would be political suicide to eliminate, to get rid of Roe versus Wade, because then they wouldn't have the thing that rallies their base up.
I think a lot of Republicans, for a lot of them, it is a cynical political ploy, no question about it.
Let's get to a caller or two here. Christine, you have a question for our guest, Steve Malloy.
Yes, he was talking about at least you brought up, or whoever brought up, the Medicare prescription drug coverage. And I wanted to say that it was the Republicans' aim to put more money into Big Pharma. And Big Pharma means the big pharmaceutical companies. And your guest said that there wasn't any difference, or that the Democratic problem would be more expensive. And I wanted to say that if Republicans, if their aim was to put more money into Big Pharma, and the people, citizens, were trying to go to Canada to get cheaper drugs, and it was all about putting more money into Big Pharma.
Thanks for your call and comment. Steve?
Well, look, you know, if the reason there are no Canadian pharmaceutical companies is because in Canada, medicine is totally socialized. They can't make any money. I mean, they have to import drugs from America.
Cheaper drugs.
And, you know, if American pharmaceutical companies can't make any money, then no one's going to be making those drugs. It's like,
but
like gasoline. You know, we have a problem with refining gasoline in this country. We're at capacity. No one wants to expand capacity because you can't make any money doing it. If you can't make any money doing it, no one's going to do it.
Steve, surely you don't buy the gasoline companies that made the largest profit, quarter profit in the history of corporations in this country. Surely you don't believe that a company that makes that kind of money can't afford to put money into building more capacity. The fact of the matter is, it's pure old capitalism. You have fewer places that people can go to get gas. You raise the prices so that you make more profit. There is no incentive to go out here and make more because they're already making more money than God right now.
Well,
and it's all about capitalism. They made more profit in the history of any corporation in the history of this company, and I mean, in this country, in the world. And so, what's the incentive for them to go out? I mean, why would you? I mean, in pure capitalistic, just in a purely capitalistic view of the world, if you've made more money than anybody's ever made ever, why on earth would you change what you're doing? Why would you do that?
First off, they only made 10 cents on the dollar. That
poor
is not
babies.
An outrageous profit.
Poor baby. Well, apparently it is.
Number two, during the 1990s, when we were paying less than a dollar per gallon for gasoline, and the oil companies were making no money, no one was saying, we really got to help these guys make some money.
specialness of this whole fluctuation thing. I guarantee you that after Christmas, gas prices will go back up. Let me just remind you that the people that are telling us about, that are poor mouthing to us about how, you know, nobody knows the troubles I've seen as an oil executive and how hard it is out there, are the same people who went before Congress, didn't go under oath, said to the faces of all of those Republicans and Democrats, I didn't meet with Dick Cheney. I don't even know who Dick Cheney is. Turns out that they did. They lied to us then. So a reasonable person would say, if they lied to them, they're going to lie to us too. And they have lied to us. Tell you what, I will have you back after Christmas when gas prices are down. We're going to take it.
It's a big conspiracy between Exxon and Walmart.
I don't think it's a conspiracy at all. I think it's a plan. There's a
okay,
difference between
well,
a conspiracy.
Conspiracy
well, no, a conspiracy is not a plan. A conspiracy is not a plan. A conspiracy is, and I understand your frustration. I really do, because, you know, you have a whole lot of people that are unpopular to try to defend. So we'll be right back.
If you just want to be for socialism, you should just say it, and then we should have that debate, socialism versus capitalism.
You're the one
that's... Where is it better to live, you know, in
the
Soviet Union, China, or the U.S.?
And you're the one that's...
That's the debate.
And you're the one that's saying that, I can play the tape back for you, that, you know what, all of these guys that have brought us to the bowels of capitalism, the best that capitalism has to offer us, should all be put out of office. The Republicans there's nobody more capitalist than the Republicans
and politicians and picking on capitalism, not picking on capitalism, picking on politicians.
And I think that a whole lot of people would make the argument.
Politicians.
And I think a whole lot of people would make the argument and would be correct in doing so, that when you're picking on a capitalist, you're picking on a Republican. We're going to be back, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. We need to take another break. I see you all on the lines. I know you have some comments and questions and concerns and observations. I'm talking to Steve Malloy, portfolio manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund, joining us from Washington, D.C. We'll be back.
Stop on the bottom of the hole.
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Harare. Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe, says uranium deposits have been located in his country. But he says his country plans to utilize the find for peaceful purposes, mainly electricity generation. Zimbabwe has two large power stations, one thermal and one hydroelectric, but has been unable to meet its domestic power needs in recent years and has had to import electricity from surrounding countries to take up the slack. And Dateline Boston. A Massachusetts representative says he has finalized an arrangement with the Venezuelan National Oil Company to provide 12 million gallons of cheap home heating oil to local charities and nearly 50,000 low-income families starting next month. Home heating oil prices are likely to jump as much as 50% this winter because of escalating fuel prices. The Federal Energy Assistance Program only has enough money available to help people get just one delivery of heating oil. So this deal with Venezuela will be a godsend to needy people. President Bush has been critical of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, and right-wing religious leader Pat Robertson said Chavez should be assassinated earlier this year because he's a threat to democracy. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? It's shopping season, ladies and gentlemen. Sears is having a great sale the day after Thanksgiving, open at 6 a.m. The first 25 customers, $10 off. They get $10 off cards. Check these deals out. 20-inch Sylvania flat screen television, $89.99. Portable DVD player, $89.99. Sylvia DVD VCR combo, $59.99. 32-inch Toshiba, $279.99. 51-inch Toshiba high def. That's high definition. $899.99, 20% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. only. Sears is the only full operating Sears store in the city of St. Louis. You don't have to drive to the mall, take out a bank loan to fill your tank up. Get to Sears. Day after Thanksgiving, 6 a.m., be there.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. We have 3 minutes left. I'm talking to Steve Malloy, Portfolio Manager with Free Enterprise Action Fund, joining us from Washington, D.C. Let me get to some of our callers on the line. Steve, let's do this. Yes, you're on the line with Steve Malloy. Good morning.
What you need to ask him, Liz, is, he talked about Katrina running the gas prices up, but those gas prices were over $2 before Katrina hit. If you look at the gas stations now, they're putting up digital price signs now so that they can change the stuff daily or hourly or however they want to change it. And we all remember how, the stability of gas prices, what they were before Bush was in office. They weren't fluctuating like they are now. I mean, this stuff is just going up and down, up and down, up and down daily. And it's like they're preparing us mentally to accept higher gas prices.
Thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to another. Do you have a comment on that? Quick comment on that, Steve?
Well, the prices go up and down as a market. There's more demand for gasoline, less supply. Prices are going up. No question about it.
Okay. BJ, got a question or comment for our guest, Steve Malloy?
Good morning, Ms. Liz, and God bless you. I don't have a comment for Mr. Malloy.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your call. And let me get to our last caller. Korean vet.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, to your guest, ask him about with this free trade and with the U.S. going to globalization, I think the standard of living of the U.S. people in the USA is going to be reduced and going down with globalization.
All right, and that's going to have to be our last word. Steve, where can people find out more information about Free Enterprise Action Fund?
At freeenterpriseactionfund.com.
That's easy enough. Steve Malloy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
on the Wake Up Call.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back in just a few minutes. We're going to do some news, going to do some ads, but that's okay. I'll be right back after that. Stay with us.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. An unwelcome guest is coming this Thanksgiving, a storm system threatening to dump rain, sleet, and possibly snow on parts of the Northeast. ABC National Weather Correspondent David Muir says, be careful out there.
AAA is warning everyone to take your time, plan for extra time on the roadways to deal with not only the increased amount of traffic this year, but also the messy weather.
There were a few frightening moments for U.S. dignitaries in Iraq when ceremonies at the handover of a presidential palace in Tikrit were interrupted by a mortar attack. U.S. officials, including the ambassador, were sent running for cover. The mortar landed several hundred feet away and no one was hurt. Moments later, the ceremony resumed. Iraqi officials are joining some members of Congress in calling for an exit date for U.S. troops in Iraq. It was one of the few things at a reconciliation conference in Egypt they all agreed on. The debate rages on in the U.S. over the mission in Iraq. ABC's Martha Raddatz tells us the White House is trying to tone down the volume.
The vice president did back away from criticism of Congressman John Murtha last week after Murtha called for an immediate pullout of U.S. troops from Iraq. The administration compared him to filmmaker Michael Moore. Now,
he's a good man, a Marine, a patriot, and he's taking a clear stand in an entirely legitimate discussion.
Senator Hillary Clinton added her voice to the withdrawal debate, advising pressure be put on Iraq's new government after the December 15th election.
Then we have to tell this new government we are not going to be there forever. We are going to be withdrawing our young men and women, and we expect you to start moving toward stability.
The crowd grew eerily quiet at a Red Wings game in Detroit last night when defenseman Jerry Fisher collapsed on the bench after suffering a seizure that stopped his heart. Medical personnel rushed over as teammates frantically signaled for officials to stop the game. Fisher was revived with a defibrillator. By the time he was taken to the hospital, he was said to be talking and in good spirits. This is ABC News.
Welcome back to Inside D.C. I am Kim Davis, and we're talking politics with James on his car phone.
Kim, I just missed a right turn back there. Now, can I take a right at this light?
Well, I have been accused of leaning to the right.
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Kim.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person. She was here watching the kids, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Good news for Seinfeld fans. ABC's Bill Deal has it.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute.
Out today on DVD, seasons 5 and 6 of Seinfeld, featuring commentaries, interviews, outtakes, and deleted scenes. Tomorrow on Regis and Kelly, a one-hour cast reunion.
You have a favorite clip?
The marine biologist, Jason, has the golf ball that Kramer hit into the blowhole of the whale, and we wrote that scene right before we shot it.
Michael Richards told me he'll always be remembered for Kramer.
That was a remarkable character I was stepping into. I could see Kramer just about in any situation.
He had breasts. Older men have that. No, not these. These were real hooters.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
Fun facts to know and tell at the Thanksgiving Day table. The Census Bureau says the average American eats more than 13 pounds of turkey a year, along with more than 5 pounds of sweet potatoes. To feed the need, 256 million turkeys are being raised in America this year. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the U.S. Postal Service will lend a hand in the search for a missing East St. Louis boy and his pregnant cousin. 4-year-old Kerman Tony Jr. and 19-year-old Ankiet Parker were last seen on November 6th in East St. Louis. Letter carriers will deliver more than 75,000 flyers to homes and businesses today with information about the pair. Illinois State Police are expected to provide an update on the investigation this morning. Union leaders say their strike threat against GKN Aerospace Services needs to be taken seriously. Members of the Machinist District 837 voted overwhelmingly on Sunday to authorize a potential strike against the Boeing supplier. Rick Smith, the president and directing business representative for District 837, claims the main reason behind this action is a requirement by their union constitution to alert their headquarters that members are prepared to walk off the job.
It's also there to send a loud message to the employer that, that our members are prepared to go on strike if necessary.
A contract vote is anticipated for December 18th. Benefits, retirement, and job security are the main issues surrounding this labor dispute. A new study out of St. Louis University shows that becoming a teen mother may not be such a tragedy as previously thought. The survey found that teen mothers fare better as time passes from the birth, especially if they have a good support system. Lee Smith Battle, a professor of nursing at SLU, says support doesn't mean the teen's parents should take over care of the baby. With proper support, Battle says many teen mothers stay in school or return to school. The study appears in this month's issue of Western Journal of Medicine. Finally this hour, a Russian man is learning the definition of the word bittersweet. Ananova.com says the 27-year-old just found out that he's the lucky winner of an all-expenses-paid trip to London, England.
His spectacular prize includes 7 nights in a luxury hotel and airfare. That's the good news. Unfortunately, the lucky man just started serving a 10-year prison sentence for committing fraud. Prison bosses won't let him go on the trip now and doubt he'll get the chance when he gets out. A spokesman for the facility noted, quote, "As far as I know, the British Embassy refuses to give visas to Russian ex-convicts." The prisoner says he just entered the contest hoping to win a teapot for his cell, adding, quote, "Lady Luck decided to play a sick joke on me." This WGNU News Report is brought to you by JCPenney. Get after Thanksgiving prices at the JCPenney pre-Thanksgiving sale this Wednesday only. Plus, take an extra 10% off some of the best holiday gifts. It's all inside JCPenney. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. Maintenance operations have that exit ramp closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Northbound 55 between Bayless and Arsenal. No problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles all the way to Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs and the Blanchette Bridge. Look for nothing to report there. Eastbound 40 at Spady and Hanley. Heavy volume there. Northbound 270 from Sappington all the way to 44. Stop and go. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes all the way into 79. Looks slow this hour. Eastbound 70 from Hanley to Lucas and Hunt. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 270 from Lilac all the way to West Florissant. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. It is slow. Southbound 170 between the Airport Road and 70, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue all the way to 5570, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing is on the move. And northbound Route 3 between Monsanto and the Poplar Street Bridge entrance ramp, you've got slow traffic this hour, as well as westbound 5570, Illinois 203 at the Poplar Street Bridge. It is stop and go as well. Hampton and Filer, there's a report of an injury accident. And southbound 67 at Litzinger, there's water main is still broke, and the right lane is still closed. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Ashley Furniture Home Store is the place to go for unique and stylish accessories, and no interest and no payments till 2007. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood, South County, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thanksgiving Day. Today, partly sunny skies with a high in the upper 40s. This evening, partly cloudy until early morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies continue with a high in the mid-50s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Then on Thursday, colder, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 39 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 39 as well, both under partly sunny skies with a wind chill of 34. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you say?
very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I just need to do this. I need to do a huge congratulations to Joseph Garcia. Joseph Garcia, my producer on this show, and also the voice, the mind, the actions, the instinct behind our global news reports. Joseph Garcia just won an award with the Black Journalists Association for his spot news reporting with the global news updates. The global news updates. Another award. Isn't that outstanding? Isn't that outstanding? So, next time you hear the global news updates, know that we're talking about an award-winning component. We're talking about an award-winning show. We're talking about spot news, award-winning spot news. Joe Garcia, thank you so much for everything you do on this show, and congratulations for the incredible job that you do on the global news updates. And congratulations on your award. Well-deserving. Well-deserving. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Woohoo! We rock. We rock. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
As usual, very interesting guest. The last hour was very, very interesting. And I'd say this, you know, because I guess he got frustrated because you kept just hitting him upside his head with facts. And, you know, he finally said, well, if you want to have a discussion about socialism, then we could do that. And, you know, the first thing that rang to my mind is, you know what? Most people with any sense that don't have any money, don't have any means to feed their children, don't have the means to maintain their lives, could care less what political system is running a country. All they want is to make sure that their family is safe.
And also to make certain that we live collectively. Because the fact of the matter is none of us live here by ourselves.
Oh, no.
And every penny that a corporation makes, every penny that a company makes, comes from somebody coming in and putting money down on the counter. And there have to be rules in place. Otherwise, food would be poisoned. Because it's cheaper to not spend so much money on food safety. You have to have rules. You have to have regulations. You have to have laws. And if you have a law for a minimum wage, why wouldn't you have a law for a maximum wage?
Yeah, and you know what else is funny? And there was the other point, and, you know, it's nothing. You weren't lying. Anybody that reads the papers will see this. Anybody that watches C-SPAN will have seen this. That being the bit with, you know, the oil executive.
Lying.
Mm-hmm. You know, and haven't we seen this before?
Mm-hmm.
We sure did. And that was with the tobacco industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, no, we don't put anything in our product that would get anybody hooked on our product. Of course you don't. Sure you don't. Got caught red-handed by the very documentation that their scientists would say, hey, you know, this stuff is going to make these people addicted. Do you really want to do this? Of course we do, because we are thinking about money. I'm saying they, not me. They are, the bottom line is, to many in this country, God has green ink around his face or multicolored ink around his face. If they could care less about you. I tell this to my children all the time. You know, they see this new product and look, just because it's there, just because they're advertising, doesn't mean it's good for you. And I always go back to the surgeon, well, I guess that guy was the Surgeon General or head of the FDA, the David, not David Satcher, but the other David guy. And just pull up, it's like, look, this is what he was saying.
Well, here's the thing. The fact of the matter is I think that most Americans, given the fact that a grandmother who can't afford her medicine is most of the time, she's not here by herself. She has sons or daughters or cousins or somebody that is also responsible for her. Her life, the fact that she can't pay for her medicine impacts on other people's lives.
Absolutely.
We are all connected to the weakest link in all of us. And I don't mean any harm in meaning that she's a weak link. But what I'm saying is that we are only as strong as the least of us. So, and that is also so within a family structure. How many Americans would say, you know what? I would be able to do so much if I didn't have to pay for my mom's nursing home. If I didn't have to pay for my dad's medicine, I would be able to invest in my children better. I would be able to spend more money in my children to do the things that they need to empower them so that they may not end up in the place that my mother or my father is.
Mm.
Or if not, that they will be prepared to deal with it. How many Americans would say, if we could have if we could fund a medical system where none of us had to pay for our medical care, I think that I would be comfortable with the fact of pharmaceutical companies taking a hit. Because the fact of the matter is that a pharmaceutical company is going to come up with a cure for cancer if it's profitable for them to do so.
Exactly.
Here's the other, and one more thing, if I can just throw, I neglected to say this to Steve, but here's the thing. I think that let's start with these political philosophies on those that are tough enough to take it. We always, many people in government have always argued that welfare mothers, if you can't afford a child, don't have one. Okay, I think before we put that on the backs of a woman without a high school education and has no money, let's put that on the backs of a business. Pharmaceutical companies, if you can't afford to investigate for new drugs, if you can't afford to pay for your drugs, then don't have a company. Let's start there. If you can't afford it, don't open the company. Because the fact of the matter is that the cure for malaria didn't come from the guy who was thinking about making billions. It came from a guy who was concerned about it. The cure for polio didn't come from a pharmaceutical company that was interested in making billions for it. It came because it was needed. The cures will come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, being a person that was a consultant for I won't say the name of the company, life science pharmaceutical company here in St. Louis, I got to see firsthand what they were doing. And the bottom line is, those people that sit on the board of directors, now the scientists, yeah, you know, they're looking at it from a scientific standpoint, but the people that are controlling the money, they don't care if this stuff doesn't work. All they look at is, okay, cost benefit, we may have X number of suits, and this is going to cost us that much money, but we're going to make this much money. Oh, well, the 20,000 people that may die as a result of FinFin, will still be rolling in cash.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Another car phone. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm outside.
It looks like that they want to say that nothing will be made unless you have to cheat and charge a high price for it. In our society, it looks like this, what is it called, our society, if you can't make $1 billion off of it, and if you can't cheat and steal, then the product won't be made. And I don't understand that philosophy, just like you said. Things will get made because people do it out of necessity and the goodness of their heart. But,
Do it out of selfish reasons. My mother is sick with cancer. I'm going to try to figure out a way to do this. My uncle had it. Most things that are have been most discoveries that have been made in this country. You know what Dr. George Washington Carver said?
Oh, I agree.
Okay. Dr. George Washington Carver, who invented more things than 99% of the people that have ever invented anything has, he said, it's not about the money, it's about the need.
Right.
And people are like that.
And the same thing about working in these corporations. They're saying if they don't have the right man in the place, in the job, that the product won't sell, we'll fail if we don't have billions of dollars worth of advertising, if we don't charge large sums of money. And this is the philosophy of this capitalist society, and I don't quite understand it. Why can't it be just a moderate lifestyle? I have to pay my taxes, you pay your taxes. And I have to pay for my product and do it.
I don't think that anybody has to be forced into living moderate if they don't want to. You cannot have wealth at the expense of most Americans or a lot of Americans. You can't have wealth at that expense. You're not entitled to that because you don't live here by yourself. And I got to roll. Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Jerry.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Turn your radio down, Jerry.
I'm sorry. I'm commenting about the guy that you had on, the economist, whoever he was. These people would defend white people no matter what. Even if they saw their hand in the pot, they would defend them. These corporate people is nothing but termites. And they're eating up on the American people, and they have no conscience about what they're doing because they live in a whole new different world. You can walk out your house and step on 1,000 ants and won't feel it. If you step on one water bug and feel a crunch under your feet, then you'll know there's something under your feet. These people are like people who stepping on ants, and we are the ants. So that's my comment.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And don't forget, toll-free long-distance numbers, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. These are interesting times that we live in. I guess these are times of projection. These are times where the psychological makeup of the society that we live in, of the those that are governing us, is they are putting on to you what they themselves are doing. These are times of projection. We were accused of rewriting history by saying that it's time to get out of this war. We were accused of that, those of us that have never been for this war, this illegal occupation, this invasion of a country, a preemptive strike against a sovereign nation at the cost of trillions of dollars, and thousands of lives. We said it was wrong. We said there are no weapons of mass destruction, there is no nothing coming, there's no yellow cake. Saddam Hussein is not going to fix weapons of mass destruction and use them. We said all of those things, and we're being accused right now by Dick Cheney and George Bush of attempting to rewrite history again. Times of projection. Dick Cheney accused us of rewriting history because that's what he does. What's my evidence? What's my proof? Reuters from Friday. Reuters from Monday. My mistake. Dick Cheney said on Monday that he strongly agrees with the battle-tested congressman who advocates quickly pulling out all troops from Iraq, calling the proposal a dangerous illusion. But the fact of the matter is that he is attempting to rewrite history to tie Iraq to 9/11. Cheney ticked off a long list of terrorist attacks on American interests going back two decades that preceded the U.S. 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. Now, we went into Iraq because of 20 years of terrorist attacks other places. That's why we went into Iraq. You didn't say that. You didn't say that. Iraq has no connection to 9/11. What does the invasion of Iraq have to do with 9/11? What does the invasion of Iraq have to do with the attacks that the United States was under in Beirut, in Saudi Arabia, and Africa? But those are the words coming out of his mouth. Rewriting history. They accused us of that. The times that we live in are times of projection. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, ma'am?
I am outstanding.
Good. Like I said, my name is Michael, and I'm a single parent. I'm raising two sons by myself. And, you know, I try not to get involved with politics, but, you know.
If you don't get in politics, if you don't do politics, politics will do you.
Yes,
they
will, evidently.
Go ahead.
Now,
go ahead.
We are very smart people, American, whether we have money or not. We have common sense, okay? And first of all, there are a number of questions that have not been asked. Now, I recall when President Clinton was in office. Stop, David. When President Clinton was in office, sure, he did a despicable act. He made a mistake, but that did not affect his ability to run the country, and other countries then respected us. It seems like if anybody has been following Bush's career, just like I followed his father's career with Reaganomics back in the late 80s, to begin with, he stole an election, okay? Everybody knows what happened there. The smallest state in the Union, Florida, who his brother was governor at the time, we had to keep getting recounts and recounts and recounts. And if you can recall, strategically in war, you attack your enemy when they're the weakest. At that point, we really didn't have a president. And very shortly after that, the Twin Towers collapsed. Okay. And now, the issue about 9/11 and all this, we went after a country that you can buy probably with $10,000. We went after a country that has a whole lot of oil that the Bush administration wants and probably is controlling now. Isn't it coincidental that along with this war, everything that happened after this war was justification for raising gas prices, and there were billion-dollar profits made while we, the American people, had to go to work, we had to put gas in our car, we had to do this. We are a country that was built on taking anyway. Okay, let's be real about this. We came and took. This was not ours. We took. But we have done the best we can with it, and we have invited other countries. Go, David! We have invited other countries to come and share the American wealth, a piece of American pie. Well, you know what? This pie is only being distributed amongst people that have money. And now it's so bad now, ma'am, that it's not even a race thing anymore.
Oh, it's still a race thing. It's a race thing in addition to...
You think it's a racial thing?
It's always a race thing. When did America get rid of the race thing?
Okay, no. You know, it is going to always be a racial thing, but what I'm saying
No, I didn't say it's always going to be. I said that it always has been. And
well, you know what?
It is right now.
Some of people in this world with different opinions, there's going to be a race thing. You cannot stop prejudice. You cannot do anything to fight it or stop it. I mean, you can, like myself, I'm a 43-year-old African-American, and personally, I have two children to raise, so I don't have time to try to get people to accept me because I'm black, because...
But the race, the race thing isn't about getting people to accept you. This is this isn't what the race issue is about. The
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Race issue in America and across the world is the issue of stopping people from committing crimes against people based upon the color of their skin. If we were, and yes, you can stop that. I'm not trying to get into anybody's club.
Right.
I'm not trying to get into anybody's dinner table. I'm trying to stop and advocate and empower people to stop the crimes that are being committed against people because of the color of their skin, whether it's denying them a job because of the color of their skin, whether it is denying them health care, whether it is diagnosing them in a poor way based upon the color of their skin. All of those things are crimes being committed against people. You can stop people from committing crimes, 90% of the crimes. Yeah, there are going to be some people, some Jeffrey Dahmers out there that are going to commit crimes despite the best efforts to stop them. You can stop the crime of racism. I ain't trying to get nobody to like me. I'm just trying to get people to stop committing crimes. And that's what the goal is. I ain't about trying to get nobody to like nobody.
You know what? It's funny you should say the crime thing, because I'll tell you this real briefly, because I know you have to go. I was working for a construction firm, and I worked very hard. I was very proud to put on my hard hat and go do this union work and whatnot and whatnot. I went to a job where the superintendent, who happened to be white, just did not like, you know, maybe he was jealous of my tan. That's where I see it. He was just jealous of my tan because it
you
wasn't
don't have no, you do not have a tan. You have, you are a person of Africa. Don't deny your ancestry.
No,
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 tan.
No, no. I was blessed with a permanent tan. I don't have to try to get a tan. That's permanent.
It's not a tan. It is a glorious thing. Okay.
Well, you know, hit me to some knowledge this morning. That's fine. Well, I'm not too old to learn. But to make this real quick, I was making some nice money. Really nice money, and I was just an apprentice. Now, I've looked at this construction trade, and I'm going to tell you something about this union stuff, and I don't mean any disrespect against anybody working out there. The people that are going to hold those union jobs are relatives of white people that have been in a long time, and white people that they recommend to it. Now, because of laws being passed, they have to have some of us blacks in there. And now, this is a very disappointing thing to me. We have settled for what they will give us. Instead of asking for what is rightfully ours, which is 50% participation, we're humbly asking for 10%.
Some folks out there, I've always advocated for far more, and I've got to go. I have got to go. Goodbye, Michael, and goodbye to your baby as well.
Okay.
All right, listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I'm going to take a break. I will be right back. My number here is 454-R400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me.
For the million. For the millions of Africans chained to the slave ships. For the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip. For the millions who jumped overboard. For the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, pick the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from. Cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we played the drums. For the millions, for the millions.
Good morning, St. Louis. 35 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and whether this hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Westbound 40 at 20th. There's an accident on the exit ramp. That's a result of a police pursuit from Illinois. Westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway and Blanchett Bridge. There's paving operations picking up from the two right lanes, so they are trying to clear off some of that diversion there. Northbound 55 between Weber and 44, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Meraz Overpass all the way into the Merrimack River Bridge. Look for a heavy line there. Eastbound 40 between Clayton Morrison and Hanley, you've got slow traffic. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into West Forest. Look for slow traffic. Southbound 270 at 70 and Page. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident there as well. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. Look for that traffic to be easing. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing is on the move. And westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect stop-and-go traffic this hour. Also, Hampton Avenue at Filer, there's a report of an injury accident. Delmar at Skinker, there's an injury accident as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Start your day with a warm McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thanksgiving Day. Partly sunny skies today, high in the upper 40s this evening. Partly cloudy till early morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. And Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny skies, colder with a high only in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 41 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 42, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com. And then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly, the discipline to make conscious, healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be known as
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Joe on a car phone.
Well, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
That's good. You sound good.
Thank you.
Yeah, isn't it ironious about the Republican Party that everything that they said that they stood against, especially with the deficit and all, that they're the people that don't spend as much money and all that, and look what they've ran it up to now.
How'd that work out for us? Not too good, huh?
No.
Not too good.
And this is what I don't understand either. Now, they complained about welfare, but how much money have they spent over in Iraq, a country that doesn't even want us over there, that sees us as an occupying force?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, all right, Joe.
I think the whole plan was for Halliburton to get the oil. This is the most cheatingest administration that we've ever had, the most lyingest and the most spin. And the thing about it is, they get fellow Republicans to spin right along with them and to go against what they claimed they were against in the first place.
Then what does that mean, Joe? It means they never were for it to begin with.
That's right.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Bob.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
All right. You know what? I loved your show yesterday. That was excellent.
Thank you.
I really did. I was thinking about something that had happened to me. Real quick, I wanted to tell you a story.
You're talking about the Sun Downtown.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Sun Downtown. Listen to this. In 93, I was working for a temporary service. And, Liz, when you get the temporary services, they send you wherever you need work. Well, I was working for this guy that does construction, had a construction company, and he liked me so well that he said, well, I want to keep Bob as just one of my personal workers for a while. Well, they gave me my assignment to go right here on page and 170 to where they're in a mall there. They were building a mall. And so I got there. I got there real early, about 7. Well, when I got there, it was like about 6 workers over there. They were Caucasian guys, and they were working, sanding, and doing their thing. So I came in, and I started doing my work and everything. So I noticed they kept stopping and looking. They were stopping and looking. When they catch me looking, they'd go back to work. And they kept doing that, so it kind of bothered me. So I said, I called the supervisor over. I said, sir, what, why are those guys looking at me like that? He said, oh, he said, don't worry about them. He said, they're from the Ozarks. He said, they're from a part of the Ozarks. He said, you're the first black they ever seen. And they never seen a black person before except on TV. And I said, oh, that's, and I thought about that yesterday about the Sun Downtown.
Mm.
They're still around.
All right.
Yeah, but I just wanted to tell you that, Liz.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, now.
454-0400 is my phone number. Earl, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Miss Brown, I'm just calling about something very mundane here where I live at on the north side. I live near where the geese and where the ducks and where the squirrels just have a wonderful time at Fairground Park. Ms. Brown, I am a pedestrian, and I would like to put the word out to those who drive on the north side, especially during the holidays. When you see us pedestrians and we have the right-of-way, stop at the stop sign. Let us cross the street. Give us the safety that we deserve here on the north side. And one more thing, Ms. Brown, I enjoy your show, but I think it's rather unsafe for car phones to call in while they're driving. I mean, I don't mind them calling in, but if they can just pull over, because when they talk to you, they get excited, and they're talking about the racism, they're talking about Bush the dog, they're talking about things that are upsetting. And sometimes with those car phones, hey, they can.
Now don't be putting stuff on me. Don't be putting stuff on me. I understand, and we don't know that they haven't pulled over. But your point is well taken.
Hey, happy
right.
holidays.
Take care of yourself, Earl.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're gonna take a break. It'll be on the news on Saturday. Car crash caused by Liz Brown. Somebody was talking to Liz Brown. 454-04, that is my phone number. We'll be back. Stay with me.
Come on, come on. We gotta take the power back. The present curriculum, I put my fist in them. You're a snake with every last one of them. See right through the red, white, and blue sky. Lecture up, watch the structure of mine. Dope in our minds and accepted to hold us back. We've got to take it back.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
The Pearl. Beautiful.
lustrous, developed through years of hard work, patience, and the occasional grain of sand. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party is a true pearl. Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Seating is limited to 500 persons. Party and dinner tickets are $10 in advance. This includes a family-style buffet, a DJ with music from Complete Music Company, and entertainment from the Sweet and Sassy Dancers and the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers. It also includes drawings for gift box door prizes, including, appropriately, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are just $5. Don't wait. Get your tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Cathy at Contemporary Living Options, or Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Like all true pearls, something to be treasured, something not to be missed.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. It looks like more trouble for embattled former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. His former aide, Michael Scanlon, admitted yesterday that he was part of a conspiracy to defraud American Indian tribes that either operated or wanted to operate casinos. But he's also agreed to cooperate with the investigators to implicate others in that scandal. Scanlon faced 5 years in prison and will have to pay about $20 million in restitution. He operated a public relations firm and said he and another lobbyist charged the Indian tribes high fees and split the profits. He and super lobbyist Jack Abramoff made over $80 million from those Indian tribes over a three-year period. Tom DeLay is already under indictment on unrelated money laundering charges. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Did I like to say congratulations to Mr. Garcia?
Joe Garcia rocks.
I love his little news blurbs. They're so refreshing and hilariously funny.
Okay, and he rocks.
He does.
He totally rocks. Absolutely.
I want to tell you about your last guest. He's probably, he kept mentioning me economics, and he probably holds oil shares. And usually when you hear the crazy Republicans talking up the wars because they own Halliburton shares, it's all about the money they're making from the shares. If you got $5,000 invested in, and during that windfall you made $10,000 or $15,000, the gas prices doesn't bother you.
But or he could be like most Americans that ascribe to that philosophy. They don't have the proverbial pot, but they advocate for those that have the pot and the toilet and everything else.
Right. Could you get someone on to explain stocks and how they work for African Americans so we would know how to invest? Not that I want to add blood money from Iraq from Halliburton, but I'm just saying if we understood stocks better, I think we could invest. You know, save a little nest egg and invest in some things that we use more educated.
All right. I will. We'll do this through the stock market thing. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I agree with your prediction about gasoline prices going up after Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, the pattern is all is so infused and into our system. Could I make a prediction of my own?
Certainly.
Please?
Certainly.
I predict that the Republicans are going to win in the landslide elections that are coming up. I think Bush's performance rating will hit the roof, and people will be rushing to the polls to put the Republicans back into power.
Okay, and when you say that Bush's approval ratings will go through the roof, what numbers are you talking about,
Demetri? Well, the numbers I'm talking about is probably close to 90%.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't want to get the reason yet. I just want to get some clarity. So you're saying by the time that the 2006 elections roll around, Bush is...
Oh, no, I mean the senatorial and the elections in the House of Representatives.
That's 2006.
Okay,
those are 2006. Okay, so those are the 2006 elections. His approval ratings will be 90%, and that when you say that that voters will vote overwhelming for George Bush and the people, that, obviously he's not running, but the people that are running on the George Bush ticket or the George with arm in arm with George Bush, the American people in all of those races will be voting overwhelmingly for the Republicans. And when you say overwhelming, are we talking about 2%, 10%, 20%, 50%? What kind of numbers are we talking overall?
I would say 60-70%.
60-70%. Okay, and the reason for this in 2006, for as far the way that you look at things, is what?
A few weeks before the election, President Bush is going to announce to the American people that he's withdrawing his troops from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, his ratings will go sky high. And the reason he's doing that, he'll do that, is because he can get the Republican majority in Congress and the House of Representatives, and his approval rating will go up. But when he says that he's going to withdraw the troops from Iraq, he's going to move them down the road into Iran, because the tentacles are so deep in Iraq, he can walk away from it and still control it.
Okay.
And his eye then will be to move these combat-ready troops right into Iran, but he won't tell the American people that until the election's over.
Okay, and I believe that there will be some attempt by the Republican Party to reconfigure how long we're going to stay in Iraq. I don't think that any troops are going to be pulled out. I believe that there will be some effort to give the appearance that the war will be ending prior to 2006, but I believe that Bush and the party will be so bloodied and battered by that time that it will not move people in the way that they anticipate that it will. We'll see. We'll see. Thank
okay.
you so much, Demetri. I got to roll. Got to roll. 454-0400 is my phone number. John.
Miss Brown, how you doing?
I tried to call you back. The phone wouldn't let me get to you. The phone said we're not taking incoming calls.
Okay, well, you know, the circus down here in New Orleans
yep.
is kind of screwed up. So,
okay.
Regarding the New Orleans school district down here, all I got to say is a shame, shame, shame. You know, you got a black president of a school board down here, and basically he's a victim of the bait and switch. I'm going to put it like that, because I think that they keep throwing stuff out there to him, and he's accepting it, and then once he actually get into his program, they switch it on him. And what they did was they're making all of the all the schools that's opening now, they're making them all charter schools.
But that came from the governor. The governor
right.
made that decision.
But the governor has been in contact with the, because they play it out on the news down here a lot. The governor has been talking to the school board president,
mm-hmm.
who is an African American male.
And he voted against Roberti, and he voted against the bringing it, spending that money and bringing in those incompetents. He voted against that.
Okay, then he changed his mind.
What do you mean he changed his
okay,
mind?
Okay, like probably about 3 or 4 months later, he agreed to the terms. I mean, I don't know if people in St. Louis got that, but...
Well, what do you mean he agreed to the terms? He voted against it. Well, so what do you mean he agreed to the terms?
That was initially. He initially voted when Roberti and his crew came down here right before the storm hit.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was they made some kind of proposal to, for the charter schools, and they was trying to, you know, I guess Roberta and his crew, they was trying to like restructure the finances, the financial part of the school district here. But basically, what happened was, you're right, he did vote against it initially, but 3 months later, he changed his mind and he went along with the program.
But I don't know what that means. The vote was already taken. What does
that
mean?
Well, like I said, that's why right now, that's why Roberti and his crew are still here.
No, they're there because the state put them there. The state brought them in. Unlike this board, nobody went and pursued them from the school board's perspective. The state brought them in. The state is paying them out of FEMA, or the government is paying them out of FEMA money. What does the school board, what authority does the school board president have to get rid of him?
Well, the only thing I have to say about that situation is that they are opening some schools, like in a ninth ward, and they're opening up some schools, like in some of the devastated areas here in New Orleans. But basically, what's happening is all the schools are opening up under the charter school program.
Absolutely, that's one of the and shame on the Democratic governor that made that happen. She's the one that allowed that allowed that to happen.
Well, I personally, my own perspective of her. And she's a very, very weak person.
Yes, she is.
Because for her to sit on national TV, you know, and let the president kind of strong arm her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then the troops that came in into New Orleans. Basically, like I said, we have a center.
Okay, and here's what I'd like to do, John. I'd like to talk to you some more off the air because we only have 2 minutes left, so we're not going to be able to finish our conversation.
Okay.
Give me a call off the air, and we'll talk about this, and we can bring back some more of this information. Okay.
All right, Ms. Brown.
Thank you.
Okay,
454-0400 is my phone number. We have another car phone.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
For that woman that had asked about stocks, was talking about Halliburton and shares during the debate over the excess profits tax proposal, I read that 40% of the ExxonMobil shares are held by retirement funds, public and private pension funds.
Okay. Okay.
So, for example, if you're a retired teacher or public employee, then a large part of your pension depends on how well Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and these other large companies do.
And there are a lot of pension funds out there that are people are trying to get their funds to divest from that are doing, they're investing in programs or entities that are contrary to what the mission of those the pensioners really are. So that's one of the things that people really need to look at is where is your pension fund putting their money to make for you, and do you want to be a part of that? And if you're cool with that, you're cool with that, and if you're not, you're not. But we really should watch where our money is. Thanks for your call.
I think most people would say wherever they make the best return.
Actually not. I've done a couple of stories about people that are he hung up on me. Actually not. There are a lot of people that are very concerned about whether they're making pension funds off of blood money or not. Example, people that had their money in the racist regime of South Africa. There are a lot of people that should be concerned. Am I making money off of blood money? And if you're cool with that, so is the devil. So, I mean, I don't want to stop you from doing something, doing the wrong you want to do, but find out where your money is being invested and see if you are cool with that. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back to take some more of your calls and comments in the next hour. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Millions of Americans traveling this holiday weekend will have a stormy companion. ABC National Weather Correspondent David Muir explains.
In addition to all the road congestion, the high gas prices, there's a real concern this year in the Midwest and in the Northeast about the weather. A lot of rain and snow. It's been raining overnight into this morning all along the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., all the way up to Boston.
Ceremonies in Iraq marking the transfer of a presidential palace were marred by a mortar attack. It happened in Tikrit, and it sent U.S. dignitaries on stage, including the ambassador, running for cover. No one was hurt, and ceremonies resumed. Iraqis touring their country to promote upcoming elections narrowly escaped harm when their convoy was attacked. ABC's Miguel Marquez was along for the ride.
It was just a shudder and a shake and a big flash, and then the Bradley, even though we were out front, filled with smoke. a bit of confusion and just to find out if everybody was all right, and then we continued on.
There's a new wrinkle in the case of those two Pennsylvania teens captured in Indiana. The 18-year-old man, David Ludwig, is charged with the murders of the parents of his 14-year-old girlfriend, Kara Borden. But ABC's Dan Harris says prosecutors now believe Borden left with him willingly.
This new information is coming out in new court papers filed by the prosecution. The papers say that at first investigators were convinced that young Kara Borden was kidnapped, but that their investigation has now led them to believe she left voluntarily with the man accused of killing her parents. According to the prosecution's court filing, 18-year-old murder suspect David Ludwig told a detective that after he killed his girlfriend's parents in their home 9 days ago, the 14-year-old willingly got in his car.
The New York Civil Liberties Union is filing a federal discrimination suit against a Catholic school, accusing officials of unfairly firing an unmarried pregnant teacher. The teacher says she doesn't understand how a religion that prides itself on valuing life could fire her because she's choosing to have the baby. School officials say teachers must abide by their faith. This is ABC News.
Welcome back to Inside D.C. I am Kim Davis, and we're talking politics with James on his car phone.
Kim, I just missed a right turn back there. Now, can I take a right at this light?
Well, I have been accused of leaning to the right.
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Kim.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person. She was here watching the kids, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
A man in Illinois may have found another use for that Thanksgiving turkey. ABC's Steve Scott has his story.
Mark Copsey has been living in suburban Chicago since being forced from his Louisiana home by Hurricane Katrina. When he came across an elderly couple trapped in their burning car, he tried to use both his hands and feet to break the windows, but couldn't get in. So Copsey says he used the 20-pound frozen turkey he had just bought for Thanksgiving. That did the trick. The elderly couple was rescued. They're now in the hospital. Steve Scott, ABC News, Chicago.
Police say he might also have used a fire extinguisher to break the window. 11-year-old animal rights activist Kate Newhart in Missoula, Montana, has a message for Thanksgiving Day celebrants. Pass the turkey. In other words, eat something other than meat. Newhart, a member of PETA's youth group PETA 2, won a meatless feast in an essay contest. The group is sending her a tofurkey and, of course, all the vegan trimmings to go with it. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the St. Louis Public School Board of Education is undergoing an unexpected change. Board member Vince Schamel has resigned, and St. Louis Urban League president James Buford has been appointed as his replacement. Board member Bill Purdy says this is a political maneuver, and Peter Downs would have been a better choice.
He is a parent of children in the school system. He went before the voters, asked for their support, and he came within an eyelash of winning. But having said that, I know Mr. Buford, I know him well, and I have a lot of respect for him. But I do believe the process was built on going over and getting number one position on the ballot.
Purdy's criticism comes after Buford and board president Darnetta Quinkscale announced they will both be running for the board in the next election. Buford says his main priorities are solving the violence problem in the schools and increasing academic achievement. Local victims of clergy sexual abuse are asking for a convicted priest to be moved. Father Thomas Graham was sentenced to 20 years in prison for child molestation last week, but is free on bond while his case is appealed. Graham is living at the Regina Clary Retirement Home in Shrewsbury, which is next door to a child care center. Members of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests say Graham's living arrangements may be in violation of a state law, banning convicted sex offenders from living within 1,000 feet of a child care facility or school. In an attempt to hold down soaring health care costs, some employers, such as Northwest Airlines, Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, and the state of Georgia, have started levying surcharges for employees who smoke. The Des Moines Register reports that its publisher, Gannett Incorporated, will add a $50 monthly surcharge starting in January for smokers who use its insurance plans. Federal studies indicate a smoker costs an employer $5,600 extra per year because of higher medical expenses and absenteeism. Finally this hour, all the talk about a box office slump is falling on deaf ears at Warner Brothers Studios this weekend. Thanks to the release of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, the studio is celebrating a boon. The highly anticipated fourth film in the Harry Potter series engulfed the competition, pulling in an estimated $101.4 million in its opening weekend to become the fourth largest opening ever and the best opening for a Harry Potter film. The record for a three-day opening is still held by Spider-Man, which opened with $115 million in 2002. Gobble's closest competition this weekend was the much-praised Johnny Cash biopic Walk the Line, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. The film grossed an estimated $22.4 million for a distant second-place finish. Former box office champ Chicken Little was third with $14.8 million. Rounding out the top five at the weekend box office was the Jennifer Aniston Clive Owen thriller Derailed at number four with $6.5 million, followed by the family-friendly adventure Zathura at number five with $5.1 million in box office receipts. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Walmart. This Friday, November 25th, from 5 to 11 a.m. only, get up and get to your Walmart for unbeatable prices on the coolest gifts of the season. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway exit, maintenance operations have that ramp closed. You can use 11th Street to get around the construction area. Eastbound 44 at Antire and Merrimack River Bridge. Expect normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley. You've got heavy volume there. Northbound 270 at 44 has returned back to normal. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, that traffic is easing. Eastbound 270 at 255, construction work has two right lanes closed. Westbound 270 at Bell Fountain Road, look for maintenance operations having the right lane closed for guardrail repair. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. Westbound 5570 split at the PSB, you still have slow traffic this hour. Southbound 67 at Lissinger, there's still report of the water main being broken and they're trying to repair it, so the right lane is closed. Westbound 370 at 270 in Elm, look for road maintenance operations, various lane closures going on there. And westbound 70 between 40 and 4061 and Winsville Parkway, look for road construction going on. Various lane closures are intact there as well. Westbound 270 at New Florissant, look for bridge maintenance operations having various lane closures as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. A message for that driver on Highway 40, now's a good time to visit your local GM Certified dealer. Their 110-point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM Certified, no worries. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thanksgiving. For today, partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 40s. This evening, partly cloudy until early morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Moving on to Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Then on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, partly sunny skies, colder with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny conditions, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 40 with a wind chill, making it feel like it's 30 outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution.
for people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
How are you?
Ms. Brown, I'm a senior man that's over the age of 60 now, and I've been black 24/7, all of those 60 and over years, and very proud of it. My comment, Ms. Brown, is the situation in Iraq that you mentioned to in the last half hour, is that what Dimitri talked about in a bit, too, is that I disagree with what Dimitri says, that I think the thing in Iraq is a complete debacle. There's nothing that you can say to justify what occurred there. And people claim that it was Iraq is part of the war on terror. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, and everybody with any reasonable amount of intelligence should know that. Would you agree?
I think that intellect and common sense are the things that would lead you, after looking to the information, to that conclusion. Absolutely.
And then my second comment is on Iraq again. You know, after World War II with Japan and the war with Korea and the war with Vietnam, so to speak, America put in a large infusion of capital to rebuild those countries. And I just don't see an infusion of capital coming on the backside, back into Iraq, to prop up any pseudo-Iraqi democratic government there, because there's just too much distrust and mistrust toward the American public and government. Would you agree?
Oh, you sure?
Right. So I think the China. Would it be ironic if Red China fills that void, where you'll see, instead of seeing America's Walmart in Iraq, you'll see the Chinese equivalent version of Walmart all over Iraq, Home Depots, things of this nature, because I think communist countries can call that quite clear with the confusion over there in the Muslim country.
Well, I don't know that I think it's about doing it within the confusion. I think that the lines are kind of being blurred in terms of political political presentations. For example, United States represents democracy, right?
Right.
Who in the world can testify to that, given what this administration has shown what the United States can do and does do? The China represents communism, right?
Right.
Well, who can say that who can say that with clarity when we see China being business partners with the largest democracy in the world?
Right,
lines are being blurred politically. China has a relationship with Venezuela because Venezuela has old oil. China needs oil. The world is a whole lot smaller, and I don't know that political assessments are as effective as they once are in describing folks.
My thoughts has always been since the war started that, of course, America's looking for new commodity markets in Iraq to expand the economy here, and I just think it's not going to work out.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill. Welcome to the wake-up call. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I heard the other day this time delay thing, that the Justice Department is looking at 60 more representatives may be involved in kickbacks and laundering money. Yeah, you wouldn't believe that, would you? And they claim the Justice Department is really getting into this big time, and there's a lot coming out.
It's going to be interesting. I think that a lot of Republicans probably are finding themselves wishing for the good old days where the Justice Department only looked into the sexual misconduct of grown men, consenting adults.
You know what Mark Twain said? We've got the best politicians money can buy.
Some of them. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. And if you also want to check us out on the World Wide Web, do that at www.wgnu.net or lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. The Republican-controlled Congress helped itself to a $3,100 pay raise on Friday. While they put off work on bills to curb spending on social programs and tax cuts for the wealthy, they voted themselves a pay raise on Friday. A pay raise. Do you feel a little cheated? Do you feel a little cheated? These guys and gals found time not to pass bills, but to get themselves a pay raise. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? It's time to get your shop on the biggest shopping day in the year. That's right, the day after Thanksgiving. And the Sears at Union and Natural Bridge is no exception. Starting at 6 o'clock and until 8 a.m. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving. Wonderful sales. The first 25 people in get a $10 off gift card. 20-inch Sylvania flat screen, $89.99. Portable DVD player, $89.99. 51-inch Toshiba high-definition television, $899.99 plus your $10 off card. 20% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Friday. Be there at 6 o'clock. Get your shop on right there at Union and Natural Bridge. And tell them, I told you to. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. 454-0400 is my phone number. And email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Cost of living. Republican held Congress voted themselves a cost of living increase for members of Congress. Do you know what their salary is right now? What do you think their salary is? $165,200 a year. Now, remember how, and you know, the cynical part of me or the realistic part of me, you decide. There was a whole lot of fighting. They had to hold back Congressman Harold Ford. He was going over the Republican side of the aisle to hit somebody. They had to physically hold him back.
I wish he'd been that angry about his vote on the bankruptcy, about the bankruptcy bill that he voted for. And the energy bill that he supported. And the DLC that he's part of. But they say he was mad. You know, sometimes I've seen fights. Some folks are held back just because they want to be held back, not because they were going to do anything when they got there. Hold me back. Ain't nobody holding you. Go do what you need to do. No, hold me back. Hold me back. I don't know if that's what it was. All I'm saying is there was a lot of fussing and fighting and spitting and cussing and yo mama's this and yo daddy this stuff going on on the floors of the halls of the Congress last week. And we were shown a whole lot of that. And the cynical part of me or the realistic part of me, you decide, thinks now that we see this pay raise that they got, maybe that was a bit of theater. Or not theater, maybe it was like a magic trick. Look over here while I do this over here. Check this out. Out of all the fussing that was reported on last week about the fighting in Congress, the issue was not mentioned on the floor in the House or the Senate as lawmakers worked on legislation, the issue of cost of raise living. Lawmakers automatically receive a cost of living increase each year unless Congress votes to block it. By tradition, critics have tried to block increases by attaching the provision to legislation that provides funding for the Treasury Department. One such attempt succeeded in the Senate earlier this year, but the provision was omitted from the compromise measure when the House and the Senate got together. Huh. Huh. The bill that they got their tax, increase in salary, their pay raise, cleared the House on a vote of 392-31. And the Senate passage was by voice vote. Huh. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not being fair. Maybe I should be happy. Maybe I should feel content in knowing that my congresspersons are well taken care of, that Roy Blunt, has some more money in his pocket. Funny. It don't feel like comfort. It don't feel like comfort at all. It don't feel like comfort at all. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Toll free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. I guess perhaps if you think you're going down, you better try to make every penny you can in the time remaining. But, you know, Liz, we can't surrender to pessimism or to defeatism and say, that party just has too much money, too much power, too much connections, too much protection, too much skill, too much savvy, too much trickiness, because even the most tricky, the spot that they find themselves in is almost without parallel in U.S. history. They don't have anything going. Peace or prosperity. So I know it's a human nature to think, well, these people beat us once or twice and they will always beat us, but that's just not the case. And certainly the people are in a foul and bitter mood, and now we're waiting for the first heat bills to hit St. Louis with that 42% monthly increase coming. And still, Liz, I'll close with this. They still say they're cutting those people off in 9 days. They will stop paying
150,000 people. 150,000
right.
people. Thank you so much.
Okay.
150,000 people, Americans. 150,000 Americans. With nothing. Nothing. Are going to be turned out into the streets. 45404. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. 45404 is my phone number. Now, for those of you that think that I'm saying that the government is responsible for providing a Christmas present for American citizens, of course not. It's not the job, the government's job to be Santa Claus to any American. Nor is it their job to be intentionally the Grinch. Our government has a responsibility to the 150,000 people that it has displaced all over this country. No one asked to go to Utah. No one asked to go to Texas. If, and dig this, if it is honorable, if it is something that we can do to pay for the cost of a democracy in another country, then is it not dishonorable if we don't pay the cost of ensuring the democracy in this country? It is dishonorable. It is very dishonorable. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
This is Ike. How are you?
Ike, I'm outstanding.
You know, I've been listening. I've been just enraged since last week, since we talked. First of all, you heard about the good Christmas party Oprah gave all the people that volunteered, you know, that left their jobs and stuff.
I did not hear it.
Well, I saw it, and you have to see it to believe it.
Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. You have to see it to believe it, because it is really, really, truly something. It's amazing, all that money that she gave away to people that you really didn't know and volunteered. I don't know what she gave herself to the problem itself, with these people needing this, needing that, which I have no control of my money, but it's just common sense thinking to me. Give
well,
money
I don't,
to
I don't,
the hotel people.
Wait a minute. Who did she give money?
People like left their homes, the nurses, and everybody volunteered their time and left what they had and stuff. Oh, she gave diamonds and everything on this.
Well, that everything doesn't explain it to me. I'm asking for specifics.
She gave everybody that partaked in the rescue things, whom I guess you known or watched some films, and some of the faces I do remember. Volunteers and stuff. She had them all there, gave them all, everything you
well,
can imagine.
Well, okay, and what is wrong with that?
I didn't say that wrong with it.
Well, I'm trying to get what you're saying, Ike. I don't know where you're coming from on this.
Oprah done something real good.
Okay.
That these other people got big money ain't did nothing. That's
gotcha.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
I applaud the sister.
Now I got your point.
Okay,
that wasn't clear. Okay.
I was tear-eyed. It made me tear-eyed.
Okay.
And I don't cry. It's
okay.
A rule.
All right.
But I'm just talking about, this is a shame.
So what you're saying is that if Oprah can come out of her pocket to give people that just volunteered, where is the government
Amen.
And their response? Gotcha.
Amen.
All right.
And this last thing, and it's about the same thing. After you got off the air last week on Thursday, I couldn't believe I had to sit up on the side of my bed, and I heard someone from this town says, some people in the hotel need to get out and get them a job. I don't care where they live at. Just too bad they need to get them a job. How are you going to get a place, a person a job? They displaced, disoriented, stressful-wise, cost his kids somewhere. It's not his fault. They still got people still have not found their children. Then they talked about the deaths of the people, the ones that are in the morgue, that they can't identify, like you said, decomposition. It starts automatically, the body dies.
All right.
That was grotesque.
All right. Thank you.
And
so
I got a lot more to say, but I can't say it today.
All right. I understand.
But this is a shame. And what is this damn country? And can't pay the vets. And those are the ones that, I know it was very important. They had a master sergeant working therapy with the young kids losing their legs, prosthesis and all this. She sat there and cried. She couldn't even see on TV a straight face. She said, what was the solution? And some sort of words I saw on her face saying, hey, these two boys that need to be brought home or something. I ain't never seen so many amputees in Vietnam, Liz.
All right, thank you.
It's a shame.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash for his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood in the night. They'll slip to their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white hood's all they need. It's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life forever to go. And if we poison our children with hatred, in a hard life is all that they'll know.
Relax with an old friend. Janet Jimenez shares places and spaces with you at WGNU.net.
Okay, guys, remember your skills, your interests, and your values, and how they affect you in the world of work, okay?
Today's students face a broader and more confusing range of financial and career decisions than ever before.
Hey, I'll see you later.
The adults of tomorrow must be prepared for a complex economy.
Hey, Alton. Great job on that report.
Junior Achievement's latest middle grades program, JA Economics for Success, helps students look at careers and make real-world financial decisions through fun, practical, hands-on learning.
Hey, enjoy your class today.
All right, I'll see you.
Give an hour a week of your time. In just 6 weeks, you will make a difference in a young person's life. Explore the possibilities. Be a JA volunteer.
Hey, guys.
Call a Junior Achievement office near you or visit www.ja.org. Sponsored by the Allstate Foundation.
All right, we're going to be doing
when you discover something of true value, that pearl of great price, you take special care of it. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party celebrates its pearl anniversary this year by honoring those who help others throughout Metro St. Louis. This year's party is from 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road. The parking is free. The ticket price of $10 per person includes a family-style buffet, a DJ from Complete Music Company, the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers, and the Sweet and Sassy Dancers continue the tradition of great entertainment. There are also drawings for door prizes, including, what else, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are also available at $5 each. Seating is limited to 500 persons, so get your tickets now and don't be disappointed. They're available from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Keith Gray. You can catch me on Higher Ground Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. See you then.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Annabenner, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, ooh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy holiday, first of all.
Happy holiday to you.
And continue to do the things that you're doing. You are real, the jewel. I wanted to share something with you that Shaq and the NBA players are doing.
Okay.
Shaq personally has donated over $1 million, and he sent I don't know how many trucks of food and clothing and first aid material down there to
New Orleans
particularly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, the NBA has pledged $100 million over the next 5 years.
Not to Red Cross.
No.
Okay, good.
And $100 million of volunteers' work hours, you know, to help the people. And
how many hours?
Yes, $100 million. And the media won't report this. They just try to report that, you know, anything bad that we do. But the things that are positive, they try to minimize it.
Wow.
And I thought I would share that with you.
That's
and
a beautiful story.
Listening audience.
That's a beautiful story.
Because he's building, he's provided over 4,000 homes, Shaq, by himself.
Wow.
And he's building homes every day. They're building homes. And everywhere that there has been trouble, but especially in New Orleans.
Bless his heart.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Josephine.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I want to wish you, your family, and the listening audience of WGNU a happy and safe holiday.
Josephine, thank you for
including
that.
Mr. Roosevelt, man.
Okay.
Now, I got a tip. I have an apartment. It's a quite a large apartment with 3 rooms. I have 9 windows.
Turn your radio down, Josephine, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it turned down. I have 9 windows in my apartment, and I'm heading for it, honey. I can't walk very fast. Okay, I'm there. I have 9 windows in my apartment, and I have my own furnace. It's not mine. It belongs to the building. What I do is I turn my furnace up to 90. I let it go 4 cycles till the walls and the furniture are all warm. Then I turn it down to 70, and my heat bill for last month was $146.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Okay.
Because others in the building are getting it for
$200. Oh, okay.
That's quite a savings.
Okay.
So I wish the people would try it.
Okay.
Get everything in your furniture good and, in your house good and warm. Then turn it down. Open your closet doors. Let the heat in there so you don't get mold. And honest to goodness, it really works.
All right. Bless your heart. Thank you so much, Josephine.
You're welcome, Ms. Brown.
All right. Take care.
Be careful.
You too.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Folks are going to have to learn how to do a whole new way of living with this heating cycle, because it's going to be cold out there and it's going to be expensive out there. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I was watching my television on Sunday, and I do want to take the time to remind you that that's one of the reasons why we do the blanket drive. And thank you all so much for everything, all of the time, all of the blankets, all of the money for the blankets that you gave. It was amazing. It was an amazing thing. And it was awfully kind of all of you to come out and give your time. It's going to be a cold winter. We're all going to have to learn how to do different things and fight these sons of guns that have made us have to do this stuff. I was noticing over the weekend, I was watching Sunday morning TV, and I saw, Bill Clinton on TV saying the war is a mistake, huh? Baby, I know you've had, what did you have, the heart thing? Was it the heart thing that he had? And then he had the lung thing. And then he looked like he was older than George Bush's father. And he's come back, you know, a bit healthier now. I know you've had that occupying your time, but where have you been? Where have you been? Yeah, it was a mistake. Yeah, it was a mistake. And you're not in office anymore. So my question is not directed to you, but to your wife. What's her position on it? And one of the things that I saw that to me that was just so disappointing. We had this wonderful opportunity of this courageous Democrat hawk who talked us into war, Murtha, taking a position against the war. It's time to bring people home. We screwed up. It's wrong. Get them out. And Democrats distancing themselves from him. Ooh, we live in crazy times. Democrats distancing themselves from Representative Murtha. At least that's what was shown to me on television over the weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. And the rhetoric will continue to boogie on. There's going to be some more. As long as Dick Cheney, and maybe just the absence of light makes you this cranky. I don't know. But he is one cranky mamma jamma. He is a cranky old man. And so I suspect, I predict that the rhetoric is going to be ratcheted up. Ratcheted up. Dick Cheney accused Democrats of dishonesty and lacking a backbone. You know, and I guess I'm going to defer to the experts on the absence of backbones, because that's how snakes are able to slither where they slither, you know, and no backbone. So I'm going to leave that to Dick Cheney to assess what happens with or without a backbone, because he would be the expert in those without backbones. It's going to get ugly. It is going to get uglier. I'm Liz Brown. We're taking a break. My number here is 454-0400-1877-920-WGNU. Oh, hello, morning. How you doing? I'll be back.
Hello.
Join the James Gang. It's easy to join. Just join me, Dennis James, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. here on The Party Line. Join the James Gang right here on WGNU, Radio Free St. Louis.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline London. A new debate has emerged over the use of cluster bombs in Iraq by the British military. A report issued by a group called Landmine Action says British officials may not have done enough to ensure the use of the weapons did not harm civilians. It says there could be hundreds and perhaps thousands of the smaller bomblets that are scattered throughout the country that are unexploded and could kill or maim innocent people who wind up disturbing them. The report goes on to say British officials did not bother to gather information about the failure rate of those bombs. In 2003, British forces used cluster bombs in and around Basra and wound up killing dozens of civilians. Officials later said that about 2,000 bomblet shells were fired from artillery positions and another 68 were dropped from the air. The report concludes by saying the bombs could have as much as a 10% failure rate, and that in Kosovo, unexploded munitions are still being found years after the end of the fighting. And Dateline Washington. The FBI is increasing surveillance of journalists at the request of the White House. Wiretaps, intercepts of electronic communications, and daily monitoring of the activity of reporters are part of this ongoing attempt to stop leaks in the Bush White House. The authority to do so comes from Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez under powers granted from the Patriot Act. The FBI is also contracting with outside agencies such as the Blackwater Security Group in order to put less of a direct link back to the administration. One contractor by the name of Locate Cell recently got into trouble with the Canadian government for selling the phone numbers of public officials in Canada. Blackwater Security also has contracts for information gathering activities inside the United States. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else are you gonna go on the biggest shopping day of the season? We're talking about a $10 gift card that you can cash right away if you are the first of 10 shoppers. 6 o'clock. Friday morning at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. All kinds of wonderful deals going on. Sears, where else do you go to get your shop on? DVD players, big screen television sets. They've got it all right there at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Get your shop on for the 4-hour sale from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Sears, the day after Thanksgiving. Get your $10 gift card if you're the first in line. Sears, where else?
Lutheran Health and Human Service organizations are helping neighbors, building strong communities, and changing lives one story at a time. Become part of the story. Support Trading Grace's online auction February 26th through March 8th, 2006. Log on to LutheranServices.org for more information or call 410-230-3546. Everyone has something to give, an hour, an item, or a purchase. You can make a difference. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Got something within me. Oh, 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 yes. Something within me. Something within me. That vanishes me. Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain at all. All I know, I thank my God, I've got something within me.
Oh, something within me. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Revolution@LizBrown.com. And you can always, if you missed an hour, go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And I will not be here for the rest of the week. So I'm going to wish you all a happy holidays now. So I just want to wish you all a happy, happy holiday. Man, it's hard to believe that we're coming to the end of another year. We're stepping up to the end of another year. Where does the time go? Where does the time go? I don't know. I don't know. Carphone, you're on the wake-up call.
Yeah, Liz, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving also.
Well, thank you.
And that bunker that Cheney was in, it must get awful hot in there because he's been on every scene here lately.
Well, you know, it must have been hot because it caused him to do some things that he doesn't do. Number one, see daylight.
Absolutely.
Number two, be seen in the public. Number three, actually have to open his mouth and say, and maybe being in the bunker makes you cranky, too. Because he's cranky something.
He has been on every scene, I didn't expect, but that lets you know how bad it has gotten. But I tell you, have a happy Thanksgiving and all.
Take care of yourself, you too. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me, William.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling you in reference to a situation that's happened to a particular politician of color. They stated that the other side is trying to grab his Social Security number and do some kind of naughty things with his credit, so forth, you know, like credit stealing credit. Have you heard about that situation? I think it's in.
You need to be
Wisconsin.
Okay. No, you need to explain that to me because I don't know anything about.
Oh, you haven't heard about
I
that.
I have not heard about it.
Okay. There's a black politician running as a Republican. And
oh yeah, this is the black politician that defended the white country clubs.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And the they that he's saying that was doing that were some Democratic operatives in the working for the candidate in opposition to him. There was also an African journalist that had him on his website, I believe, as what did he have him? It was a what was he? What did he have him as? It was something derogatory. I don't remember.
Do we really want to repeat that?
Absolutely, because I think that black journalist had every right to do that. What did he do? What was it?
Well, he called him an Uncle Tom.
That's what he did. That's what he did. That's not a term that I use simply because I think that it's misunderstood in terms of what I'm trying to say about an individual. But I understand that I it's unfortunate that this black journalist felt the pressure and took that off of his website. Who knows better than us?
Well, here's the one thing that irritates me the most. Okay, they went after him because
Okay, who's the they? Who's let's be clear on the who the they's are. So be clear for that for me.
Okay, the politician.
Which politician?
The Republican politician and the Republican Party.
Okay.
Went after the Democratic side or the Democratic Party and those who gained access to his credit report.
Uh huh.
And they made a statement stating that they were trying, that the Democrats were trying to embark in credit fraud, in identity theft.
Okay.
Liz, I just contacted my senator about people obtaining our credit reports, and you know they always say that we as African Americans have poor credit. But if you also understand that if someone obtains your credit report, that's a mark against you. And I asked the credit report, all three credit reports, and my congressman to stop people from obtaining my credit report without my permission. Everyone stated, I don't have anything to do with that. It's the law. Anyone can obtain your credit report. So if they know this and these are lawmakers, why are they making this a big deal about him?
Well, it's not a big deal about him. They're trying to tarnish the Democratic Party and they Condoleezza Rice him. You put an incompetent into the Secretary of State as Condoleezza Rice, and you put her in there as a woman of African descent, and you know that are going to be a whole lot of people that are going to be afraid to attack her incompetency because she's a black woman. That's what they're trying to do. Because he's a black man, they know that the Democratic Party is going to be tough to attack him. That's what that is. They Condoleezza Rice him.
Well, I what I really would like for them to do, and everybody to do, is since they're making a big deal about identity theft,
they're not making a big deal. They're making
they did.
No, wait a minute. Let me be clear. They're not making a big deal. They're making a calculated use of credit theft. That's what they're
well,
doing.
Well, I think we can use that to our benefit
Very
and obtain better credit for ourselves
Very
by
good.
Using what they're doing.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Back off of it.
All right now.
Have a good day, Lou.
Take care of yourself, William. Carphone.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm outstanding.
Excellent. I'd like to weigh in on the issue with my brothers and sisters being displaced in Louisiana. Who has put together the spreadsheet for all the money that's poured in from all over the United States, especially and around the world, to still indicate, to still establish the fact that nobody has any money to continually help these people? I mean, where's the spreadsheet to show that money has been dispersed and exactly how much money has been taken in and how much money has been dispensed from supposedly non-for-profit organizations like United Way and all these other funds that take out a big portion of that money and use for themselves and only give a certain portion of that money out to the people who need it? Where's the big spreadsheet for that?
You're absolutely right. Where the money at?
Where is it?
That's right.
And nobody's challenging that. For them to say they're going to cut these people off from any financial aid.
150,000 people.
They're putting them out of apartments and other places, and now nobody has any money. Even FEMA said they're not dispensing any more money. Well, where did all the money go?
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Scott.
Yeah, what if, I don't know if this is true, but what if Karl Rove, he testified six times, and all six times he forgot to mention that he told Bob Woodward that Joe Wilson's wife works for the CIA. And I'm not saying that he did tell him that, but if that happened and he forgot to tell the grand jury six times about that, I mean, that seems to be a pretty bad memory situation.
Well, you know, the nuns used to tell, they used to have the position, there are sins of omission and commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you don't tell, that's the same sin as telling a lie.
Yeah, also that lady's, her bill's going to go from $146 to $200, so.
You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. We have an announcement that we'd like to make.
For those of you that listen to the gospel programming on Saturdays and Sundays, we'd like to announce that Sister Ruby Somerville Dixon, who hosts the program Something Old, Something New Saturday mornings, passed away last night. Funeral services are pending, and as soon as we get details, we will pass that along to you. That's Sister Ruby Somerville Dixon. She's a pioneer of St. Louis Black Gospel and was on the WGNU broadcast Something Old, Something New. Thank you.
She will be missed, and please stay tuned. We will be giving out the details of her funeral arrangements, so stay tuned for that. She will be missed. She will be missed. She was an icon. She was an icon, and she just passed away last night. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Have a great holiday. Thank you all so much for the blanket drive and what you did, and I will talk to you all on Monday. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The so-called dirty bomb suspect, Jose Padilla, has been indicted. More from ABC's Bill Greenwood.
Padilla has been held as an enemy combatant at a Navy brig in Charleston, South Carolina, since May of 2002. He was accused of plotting with Al-Qaeda to detonate.